Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Been nothing official yet from the prosecution or the defense, but sources say today could bring a major development in a high-profile murder case out of New York City.
Luigi Mangione is expected to plead guilty as early as Friday in the federal case accusing him of stalking and killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The person speaking anonymously also says it's possible Mangione could change his mind. He's expected to attend a hearing Friday in the case. Mangione is accused of shooting Thompson outside a New York City hotel in December 2024. His lawyers and spokespeople for the Justice Department and Manhattan federal prosecutors have declined to comment. I'm Mike Hempen.
Indiana's governor deploying additional resources to deal with the impact of severe flooding. It's devastated so much of the state. Governor Mike Braun speaking in Cambridge City. It's about 50 miles east of Indianapolis.
We've got the National Guard involved up in the northwest because of all the debris, trees down everywhere. Here, there'll be a Black Hawk helicopter. Stay on call because, sadly, the forecast says we could get 2 to 4 more inches down here.
Rescuers in Colombia are pleading for silence as they listen for signs of life in the rubble left by the deadly earthquake. The disaster has killed more than 280 people, hundreds more still missing. The call for quiet, part of a last-ditch attempt to find survivors in the aftermath of that 7.4 magnitude quake that hit the South American country on Monday. Aid agencies consider the first 2 to 3 days following a quake to be the prime window for rescuing survivors. On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed so far. Right now, the Dow futures are down 71 points, NASDAQ futures up 34. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm not one to say I told you so, but I switched to Pure Talk over a year ago, and ever since, I've been telling people there's no better wireless company out there. Well, a few months ago, a massive survey was conducted. 123,000 people were asked to rate their wireless carrier in 4 categories: coverage, support, data, and overall value. Well, the results are in. Guess which wireless company was the only wireless company to get 5 stars in every category? Yeah, Pure Talk. 5 stars, every category. To celebrate, Pure Talk is offering the first 3 months of any plan for just $15 a month, including their top-tier unlimited plan. No contract, no commitment, just a very inexpensive way to test drive the only American wireless company with 5 stars in every category. Just dial #250, say micro, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service will take it from there. Again, #250, micro. And yes, I told you so.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Yeah, good morning. There's several problems in the city, actually leaving the city this morning. 95 North, there was a wreck early this morning, northbound after Moravia Road. If you're familiar with that, you come up right there where 95 starts to turn north. You have the option of the express lanes. Well, there was a wreck on the right side involving a tractor trailer, so the straight through lanes were blocked. Everybody went to the express lanes. Now, in the express lanes northbound, just before Chesico Avenue, there's an incident off to the right side. I'm not sure if this tractor trailer is involved in a wreck or he's broken down, but he has his flashers on. So two areas now. You're slow going by the first scene. You're in the express lanes. The express lanes are slow at the second problem here at Chesico Avenue. So definitely some slowing. We're moving, and then you'll make a lot of good progress all the way up to the Beltway after that. Southwest side of the Beltway, there's a report of a wreck. Haven't seen it yet on the inner loop near the bridge at Route 648 coming up from I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A little mild and muggy to start your Friday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see a chance of a few showers here and there. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. A little drier on Saturday and then more storms on Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
71 degrees in Nottingham and 70 in Abingdon at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A grand grandmother was found guilty of neglect in the death of her 7-year-old grandson, who fell from her moving car in Millersville. A jury handed down that verdict yesterday to 68-year-old Lorraine Marie O'Neill. On the night of November 24, 2024, O'Neill was driving along 97 with her grandson in a car seat in the back seat. As she traveled near Benfield Boulevard, the child fell out of the vehicle's rear passenger window and was struck by a vehicle. It wasn't until 11 miles later that O'Neill realized her grandson wasn't in the car. O'Neill told investigators that she allowed the child to play with the car's rear power window and that the window child lock was not engaged on the night of the incident. O'Neill faces up to 5 years in prison when she's sentenced on October 2nd. And a suspect is being sought in connection with a violent carjacking in Hamden. Police say a man offered a woman a ride yesterday afternoon in the area of West 41st Street and Falls Road. And that's when the woman allegedly stole the man's car and attempted to run him over when he tried to stop her. The man was taken to an area hospital for minor injuries. The winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 819, the pick 4, 3459. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. I once read that there are 7 commandments of fake news. Upon examining them, I can tell you that they line up word for word with the devil's agenda. In the interest of time, I'll only be able to list them, but listen closely and allow them to sink in. First, create a big lie. Then wrap the lie around a kernel of truth. Third, conceal your hand. The real truth is people control. Then look for cracks in target societies. Fifth, find yourself a useful idiot. That would be the media. Sixth, deny everything. And seventh, play the long game. This is the devil's M.O. He's been using it since the Garden of Eden. Satan has had many accomplices through the years, but never as many useful idiots as he currently has in the fake news. And you wonder why America is in the shape it's in. God help us. You can access our MOTs at cubhillchurch.org/IDOT. This is Pastor David Lewis of the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name to get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Ravens football now with the team's preseason opener just one day away. The news, according to head coach Jesse Minter, is coming back positive on injuries to both Nate Wiggins and Marlon Humphrey.
I would say both are trending very well to potentially be back next week. So both just dealing with a couple small things. I think got good reports on both of them and expect both of those guys back.
The two corners were hurt on consecutive days earlier in the week. NFL preseason action last night, Joe Flacco with a touchdown pass as the Bengals beat the Lions 16-14, and Drew Aller makes his NFL debut for the Steelers. 3 touchdown passes. They beat the Packers 28-9. Meanwhile, the O's were off yesterday. St. Pete, not a bad place to spend it. But the cost, of course, is playing the Rays, the team with the best record in the majors. Meanwhile, the Birds have lost 3 of their last 4 series and 5 of 7. None of them sweep. So literally, the definition of one step forward and 2 steps back. Manager Albert has on the Orioles' situation.
We definitely are aware of where we're at in the season and in the standings, and you know, we're still in it, but also, you know, we get to win games. So
that's what they have to do. It starts tonight at 7:10 p.m. with Kyle Bradish for Baltimore opposite the Rays' Steven Matz. The Birds somehow, some way, are still only 2 back in the wild card race. Coming up in 30 minutes, a bizarre AI controversy surrounds the NFL, and that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your
Good evening, or not evening, I'm sorry, good morning. I still feel like I'm just waking up. Went to bed bright and early last night, and then, of course, got up bright and early, I should say. Nino Mangione filling in. Of course, I'm having computer troubles, which is throwing me off already this morning. But Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company. It's going to be an exciting show. Glad you're joining us on WCBM 680 this morning. It's going to be filled with local, national, maybe even a little bit of international news of the day. Lots to get to today, and it's Sean Casey is out. He will be back Monday, but we will be joined, of course, with Chuck Whitaker today, Gary Stein with the sports updates, Maggie Hunter, and Michelle here, the producer. Thank you, Michelle, for getting up early as well, and looking forward to having a little fun today on the show. And my first little story I came across here, talk about not having so much fun. What was intended to be a great night and a fun night in Baltimore. Actually, I had a lot of friends. I just can't believe this type of stuff. A lot of friends attended this concert. If you have not heard, Fox Baltimore, it was Morgan Wallen, this country music superstar. And this other, what's her name? I'm sure, Michelle, what's her name? Do you know the country lady? She is all over the news right now. She's a mega superstar, kind of like a Taylor Swift. Ella Langley is her name. So you have two of the biggest country stars coming in the whole world, really. And they come to Baltimore and they put on this fantastic show. But then there's this North Carolina man. This story is just unbelievable. Jason Reed, 33 years old. He was arrested a couple weeks after he attends the concert, allegedly urinating on a concert goer. His name was Troy Grevelding, and his family, including his 8-year-old daughter. Think about this. You take your little girl to this Morgan Wallen concert at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore, and the guy reported the incident to the Maryland Transportation Authority police that night, and then he was told there was nothing they could do. And this video he posted went viral. It captured him confronting the officers about really just the lack of action here. And he was later, this guy Reed, Jason Reed, was later identified through further investigation involving additional witnesses and consultation with the Baltimore County State's Attorney's Office. He faces 4 counts of second-degree assault, public urination, and related charges. He's being held in North Carolina pending extradition to Maryland. Grevelding said he is glad an arrest was made, but he remains frustrated that no action was taken the night of the incident, calling the delayed response a failure by police to do their job. Well, I just came across this story, and I feel bad for the father, his little daughter, of course. He's at this show with his little girl, just trying to enjoy the night. And then there's this guy. I mean, how far gone do you have to be to pull down your pants, urinate right in front of this little girl and family at the concert? Just unbelievable. But speaking of unbelievable, Chuck Whitaker.
You're not dragging me into this, are you?
No, you were not at the Morgan Wallen concert that night.
No, I was doing something like that, I'd be in the upper deck.
Yes, that's be in the upper deck.
We hit everybody.
Yeah, I can't with you. Good morning, Chuck. Give us an update with traffic. Hope you're well, my friend.
One of these days, I mean, you know, we're just going to come on one day about 6 o'clock and say, you know, there's really nothing happening. Northbound 95, this wreck happened early this morning, right at the split. So, again, I mentioned earlier, if you're coming up and you drive this way every day, you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, you're coming up towards Pulaski Highway, right there at that split, you get the express lanes to the left, you go straight ahead on 95 and up towards Jessico Avenue. That wreck involved a tractor trailer. That's still blocked. Everybody went to the express lanes. Well, then further up in the express lanes before Jessico Avenue, there's another incident there also involving a tractor trailer. So it's not too bad up from Moravia Road, but they're looking at this tractor trailer at Jessico Avenue. So there's 2 areas of slowing. I don't think you need to detour at this point, but you know, if you want to get off at Pulaski Highway and go out to the Beltway and then come up to 95, you can do that. Good news in Anne Arundel County, that wreck on the inner loop near 648 as you're coming up from I-97. That is now on the shoulder. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox Weather Authority update. Mild and muggy this a.m. A chance of showers heading towards the afternoon. Highs in the 80s. Drier on Saturday with more storms on Sunday. That is the Fox Baltimore Weather Authority update. So, yeah, I just want to finish with this story. Supposed to be a fun night. I mean, people all excited to go and see their favorite star. Meant to be a memorable evening, and this some guy urinates on you and your family. And the cops did nothing at the time. I'm not sure why they wouldn't take action right then and there, but glad they finally got this individual. It's frustrating that a delay would happen if there was proof, but who knows? Maybe they had to do the investigation. Maybe. I have no idea. But I can't. It's just disgusting that something like that would happen. It's what the old saying. Why? It's why we can't have nice things. Just amazing. But anyway, moving on. Here's a clip I came across that I thought was worth just kind of breaking down this morning. A little national politics. She's not in the spotlight anymore, right? Nancy Pelosi. Well, not as much, I should say. But she was in the news. She's being interviewed. One of these probably left-wing journalists. And she made some comments about Joe Biden. Michelle, do we have the clip? Let's play cut one, Nancy Pelosi.
I didn't know. But I do think that those who did know should have acted upon that information, whatever that
the staff.
Whoever knew. There's the staff saying, the family knew, the family saying, the staff knew. I don't know.
So this clip, I thought it was interesting because she's trying to act as if she had no idea about the cognitive decline in the physical state of Joe Biden. And this is really sad, and I consider it pretty low, actually, on Nancy Pelosi's part, especially now. I mean, Joe Biden, perhaps the worst president we've ever had, but he does have cancer right now that has spread throughout beyond his bones and is causing him significant pain. That's according to his son, Hunter Biden. And here's, and you know, my prayers go out to Joe Biden. I mean, it's very sad. Doesn't mean he wasn't a horrible president, because he was. But now Nancy Pelosi comes out and says the staff and the family should have acted earlier. Well, Nancy, number one, you were the Speaker of the House. You were the second most, really, I mean, powerful person in the United States. You have the vice president, but you were the one really behind the vice president that was as close. You were heartbeats away from being the president. You ran the Democrat-controlled Congress while Joe Biden was president. Don't sit there and act like you had no idea what was going on. And in 2020, Biden spent the entire campaign in the basement. He wasn't doing any events, no campaign stops. They knew. They all knew that he obviously was an older man, already lost his fastball when it comes to his ability to really speak and perform on these campaign events. I mean, by that time, when the debates rolled around, when he went up against Trump, I mean, the whole country saw how slow and diminished he'd become. And the problem isn't that, I mean, it is a problem that Nancy Pelosi stayed quiet during all this and all of them, but the bigger problem here is just politics in general. Biden was basically, you know, their horse. He was the only horse they had left in the stable. So they were going to ride him no matter what. But what gets me here is that years later, Pelosi is sitting here. She still can't tell the truth. She still pretends that she had no idea. And these people, even after they're out of the spotlight, they still just can't admit what everyone already knew. But everybody could see that Biden was losing it. Everybody. But the Democrats still nominated him in the primaries because, number one, they hate Trump. But because no one, this is what happens with politics, no one serious wanted to take on the incumbent. None of the, I guess you could call them credible Democrats. I don't agree. Even your mainstream Democrat now is very liberal, but now the even very liberal ones are being overtaken by the complete radical socialist unhinged wing. We're seeing that. That's a whole nother discussion. But they didn't want the internal fight, so they put up Biden anyway, health issues and all. And in doing so, they created the monster with Kamala Harris. And we'll get to that in just a minute. But you're listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company in the morning here on WCBM 680. You can email in the studio, am680 at WCBM.com. Text in the show using the WCBM app. If you've not downloaded the app yet, you really need to. You can take it with you anywhere, basically almost anywhere in the world. You can just click a button on your cell phone and listen to WCBM. It's on the Apple, the Android. It may even be on a third platform, but definitely download the WCBM and check out WCBM.com for the latest local and national news updates. I know Jonathan does a great job. I owe him a text message, actually. Jonathan, if you're listening. But thank you for all the great work you do with WCBM.com. And I was talking about just this. When you're in politics, you're in elected office, you just you listen to these type of comments and you pay attention to them. What really doesn't seem like much is so much more than what Nancy Pelosi had to say there, because it's not just her not telling the truth, but it's the problem with politics in general. I mean, everybody could see Joe Biden was losing it, but this is what happens. They still nominated him in the primaries because no one seriously wanted to take on the incumbent. Because in politics, they didn't want to have this internal Democrat fight, and they didn't want to hurt their chances by taking on the older guy who is, again, the incumbent. So they put him up anyway, health issues and all, to potentially be reelected. And they created the monster with Harris because, I mean, she's the weakest candidate in presidential history. But she was the first female, the first black vice president. So they anointed her and discovered they couldn't get rid of her. And as we know, the rest is history. And there you go. There you have it. Just that's the problem with politics, ladies and gentlemen. But let's check in a traffic update with Chuck Whitaker.
New report of an accident. I was just looking for it. I haven't seen it yet. Interloop near Lockraven Boulevard. So I'm watching that at the camera at Providence Road and the outer loop at Paring. We'll keep you posted on that. The two big problems are both on 95, and they're not very far apart. The wreck leaving the city, northbound 95 after Pulaski Highway. You'll see all the flashing lights. A tractor trailer was involved there. Normally, you have two options. You have the express lanes to the left, straight through lanes to the right. The straight through lanes on 95 are blocked. They're sending you into the express lanes. A little bit further up, in the express lanes before the bridge at Chesico Avenue, a couple of trucks ran together there, so it's a little bit of a tight squeeze there. So we're back down around Pulaski Highway, little break, and then you'll slow again northbound before the bridge at Chesico Avenue. Overall, between the two, I would say you might have 10 to 15 minutes extra drive time right now through there.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox Baltimore weather update. It looks mild and muggy this a.m. A chance of showers heading towards the afternoon. Highs in the 80s. Drier on Saturday. More storms on Sunday. That's the Fox Baltimore weather update. You were listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company in the morning. Sean, I believe, is back on Monday. So I want to hit on a story here. I cannot believe this. I have to be careful with this one so my temper, or I don't lose my temper on whoever the lowlife is who's responsible for this one. Fox News has reported that the World War II Museum has been vandalized. Yes, World War II Memorial defaced, bright pink, spray painted, reading "Clean Hands, Dirty Money." Some idiot spray paints "Clean Hands, Dirty Money." Not sure what the hell that means, but that was found scrawled across the hallowed National Mall Memorial on Thursday. The memorial's fountain was also tampered with, overflowing with bubbles, prompting U.S. Park Police to block off the area as they investigated. The Interior Department condemned the actions. Quote, "The World War II Memorial is a sacred place to honor the service of our members of the armed forces and the over 400,000 Americans who gave the ultimate sacrifice in World War II. The vandalism that occurred is an utter disgrace and will not be tolerated." What kind of person walks up to a memorial built for the greatest generation and decides to vandalize it? What kind of entitlement and anti-American trash looks at the names and the sacrifice of the men who, they stopped Nazi tyranny, stopped the Imperial Japanese. I mean, just brutal, evil dictators. And they think to desecrate the heroes. These were not professional soldiers. They were teenagers forced onto the beaches at Normandy. Fathers who left their children and husbands who never came home. Regular Americans, these guys who answered the call, they fought the bloodiest war in human history so the rest of us could live free. And now some leftist vandal treats their monument like trash. It is utterly disgusting. And we should be, if anything, I haven't been in a middle school or high school history class in a long time, but if anything, we should be raising students and kids to rever these men. I mean, my grandfathers were my heroes. One of them fought in the Battle of the Bulge. One served on the USS Caperton. Both of them during World War II. And I grew up listening to my grandfather, Toscas, his World War II stories. I still remember them like yesterday. Schools should be teaching to love and respect the men and women of that greatest generation. And instead, somewhere along the line, you have this perpetrator who was taught such anti-Americanism. Think about, you have the heroes, like men like Audie Murphy, the most decorated combat soldier of the war, Medal of Honor winner, so many, Doris Miller. I mean, I have some stories, some examples here of these brave heroes. And then you have this absolute zero desecrating the monument that pays tribute to the greatest generation. I'm almost at a loss of words. It's hard to not start cursing and screaming on this radio station when you see such hatred for America, hatred for just great men and women of that time who answered the call. I mean, Desmond Doss, he was a medic who refused to carry a weapon, yet he ran into enemy fire again and again during Okinawa, pulled dozens of wounded men to safety. John Bassalone, the Marine who held the line at Guadalcanal against overwhelming numbers, then went back to fight and died in Iwo Jima. men who did this for love of country and for freedom. And then here's some jerk, some unhinged vandal desecrating a monument to our World War II heroes, the Eisenhowers, the MacArthurs, the Patton, real men, real leaders. And then you have something like this. I cannot, for the life of me, make sense of it. You're listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Let's check in with Maggie Hunter in our local news.
Oh, thanks. Good morning. Police are asking for the public's assistance in finding a missing Baltimore teenager. Police say 13-year-old Flourish Ibekwe was last seen last Wednesday night along the 4600 block of Mary Avenue. A photo of the teen is available on the Baltimore Police Department's X page. And the public's help is needed in finding a suspect accused of assaulting an MTA bus operator back in May. The Maryland Transit Authority has released video surveillance images of the suspect. The assault happened on MTA Local Link 80 bus at approximately 9:40 a.m. along the 1700 block of West Bloomingdale Road on May 1st. The images of the suspect are available on the social media pages of the Maryland Transit Authority. And a Baltimore man pleaded guilty to drug trafficking crimes. 49-year-old Kevin Lomax entered that plea yesterday on a charge with intent to distribute. The investigation began in January 2024 after the DEA received information that Lomax was trafficking drugs in Baltimore. In March of 2025, DEA agents executed a search warrant on Lomax's home, where they found 1,000 grams of heroin, 3,000 grams of cocaine, 105 grams of oxycodone, along with other illegal drugs. Agents also found weapons, ammunition, and over $151,000 in cash. And Fox 45 says a 17-year-old girl died nearly 2 weeks after an overnight shooting in southwest Baltimore. On July 31st, at approximately 12:15 a.m., officers responded to a reported shooting in the 700 block of Lyndhurst Street, where they found a 17-year-old girl suffering from life-threatening gunshot wounds. And FBI Baltimore, in collaboration with local, state, and federal officials, announced the results of a large-scale fugitive warrant sweep in Maryland and Delaware, resulting in over 100 arrests, the seizure of firearms, and the removal of dangerous offenders from both states. 6:32 on Casey and Company with Nino Mangione. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, you have two different delays here on I-95. If you're coming north out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, you're heading up to Rosedale. You're going out to White Marsh Boulevard. The northbound lanes right after you cross Pulaski Highway. Normally you have the express lanes to the left, the straight through lanes to the right. The straight through lanes are blocked, so you have to stay in the express lanes going north. So that's only two lanes. As you get past that accident scene, there's a bit of a break, and then right again on the right side, a tractor trailer and a box truck ran together. It's not major, but they're there northbound before the bridge at Chesico Avenue, getting two lanes by, but with the flashing lights there. So a slowdown at Pulaski Highway, then a little bit of a break, slow down again northbound in the express lanes before you get to Chesico Avenue. So again, both of those combined together, maybe 10, 15 minutes right now on the northbound side. Still waiting to get an update on the wreck reported on the inner loop near Lock Raven Boulevard on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A little mild and muggy to start your Friday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see a chance of a few showers here and there. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. A little drier on Saturday and then more storms on Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Tall task for the O's tonight as they face a hot Tampa Bay Rays team in St. Pete. In fact, these Rays are historically hot. The Rays coming off a perfect 9-0 road trip, the first unbeaten trip of three or more series in franchise history. In fact, it's just the 13th of its kind in modern baseball history since the year 1900. Newly acquired reliever Tyler Wells, from Baltimore, by the way, explains perhaps why.
And I think that every guy here is really in tune with what they're very good at. And they just really want you to lean into that. And so I think that that's created such a selfless sense of baseball here in Tampa that is, you know, just really allowing everyone to fire on all cylinders and to go out there and win ball games.
Wow, a I can't even say it, a selfless sense of baseball in Tampa Bay. Sounds good. Meanwhile, the Birds, on the other hand, and you can hear it in the voice of Dylan Beavers, really just hanging on at this point.
You know, we're going to Tampa. They're a good team, and you know, I think if we just go and play our brand of baseball, you know, I think we can have some success.
And not sure what that brand of baseball is at 58-63. Meanwhile, last night it was the Field of Dreams game in Dyersville, Iowa, and it got started off with a bang.
Schwarber with a shot out to the corner and right. Keisha back, and it's gone! What a way to open the ball game! A corn-fueled Schwarbomb!
Matt Vizgirsian with the call on Netflix. Kyle Schwarber would reach the corn in right twice last night. A major league leading 37 now on the year, and the Phillies would go on to beat the Twins 7-1, the final in the cornfields of Iowa. Ravens and Eagles tomorrow night at the stadium. Two familiar preseason foes, but it's all new to Jesse Minter, head coaching in his first NFL game. Here is the coach on what he's hoping to get out of game one.
The biggest feeling is just excited. You know, just to see our team play and see if a lot of the identity and some of the things that we've been talking about shows up on tape.
Ravens news, the team restructuring offensive lineman Andrew Voorhees' contract, freeing up close to $2 million in cap space. Expect another move shortly. And finally, the NFL has found itself in the middle of a bizarre AI controversy, given the suspicions that new content posted on the Move the Sticks podcast seemed to be machine-generated. The feed on Apple Podcasts still insists that longtime host Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks are the hosts, but Jeremiah has confirmed he is no longer affiliated with the podcast. Fans were complaining that the podcast just did not sound, how shall we say it, naturally human. The time now is 6:37 when we return Churchill Downs, snub of the Preakness.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Walt Phillips right here on WCBM, Sunday afternoons at 3. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Walt is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Walt's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
So, Nino, you're in, and I wanted to ask you, because you would know this probably better than anybody, I'm just curious. And I don't know the answer to this. When the governor invested the $85 million in the buying the intellectual property rights of the Preakness and also the $400 million into Pimlico, did he do that on his own or was it voted in?
So the $400 million was voted in by legislation. I love horse racing. I love the excitement around it all, but I did vote against that bill. There was a bill maybe 4 or 5 years ago for the initial funding, and then there was a second bill that gave a little bit more funding, and it altered, basically put the state of Maryland in the horse racing industry. And now you have a situation where Maryland owns the track, and now we own the intellectual rights to the Preakness. But what the hell is the expertise from the state of Maryland in running the horse racing business when you compare it to Churchill Downs, which a private business, the private sector, who does this every minute of every day for what? How long has Churchill Downs been around? 100+ years.
Absolutely.
And now you're looking at a situation where the state of Maryland decided to outbid Churchill. And they basically, from a position of power, said, okay, you want to play that game, we'll just do our own, what, six races in your championship series,
yep.
And we're going to just move forward without you. $5 million, I guess, purse. And the real thing for me is, I mean, we've already seen examples of Derby winners not coming to the Preakness when the Triple Crown was still alive. And that's without a $5 million purse for this series that you have to race in order to accumulate points to win the big money. So if it was all about tradition, which guys like you and I, we're traditional guys, we would love to see the Triple Crown race continue to be what it's always been. But with that said, they were already passing up on it.
So, but the $85 million that they paid for the Preakness?
So that's a decision that was the governor. The governor and his team, is my understanding. Gotcha. Yeah, that was not voted on.
So the real loser here is the industry. And the real loser, really, in that is the state of Maryland. Because the state of Maryland, I mean, horse racing is a huge part of our economy.
It is a huge part of the economy. I mean, maybe we're wrong, Gary, but I just don't see it. And I hope I'm wrong. I hope that, well, I know I was right in the terms of not putting forth the money. Because, I mean, $400 million for the rebuild of Pimlico. But I just think the value has been so diminished for the Preakness. We just paid $85 million for the intellectual rights. And now you're going to have a horse industry, which unfortunately just is not what it was. My grandfather in the old days of Americana, when you had... I mean, that was the sport.
Absolutely.
Now we are spending $400 million, the sport of kings. And I just am afraid the value of the Preakness has been diminished significantly. And we have to pay the bills. So we have to pay for the bonds to repay the building construction. Then we have to pay, obviously, the $85 million. But then we have to keep the industry running. And I'm just not sure. Not to mention, a lot of people are not aware that there was about $94 million this year that goes from the slot revenues to pay for the purses of some of these races. So it's a heavily subsidized industry to begin. I want it to succeed. I would love to see the Preakness be, I mean, it's such a global event, brings these stars here. But if we lose that, which I feel like we have, it's just going to be a tough road ahead. Well, hope I'm wrong.
Hopefully Churchill Downs and Maryland, the Preakness, et cetera, can get together here and make it happen. But yeah, it's tough.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. We'll have you back in about 20 minutes. So you're listening to Nina Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company. Lots to get to today. I was just before the break going over how the anti-Americanism of this one or maybe, who knows, two or three individuals will find out, I hope, I'm praying that we find out, who vandalized the World War II monument. I mean, the greatest generation, the heroes of that era, and this SOB decides to spray paint it and, I don't know, put some type of foam or soap into the fountains. And it's just, I mean, you know, a few years ago I saw a World War II veteran in a grocery store. He had, you know, World War II veteran had one, and I walked up to him. I just remember almost like I was meeting a celebrity. And that's how I mean I just have so much admiration for these men that did such heroic deeds. And I thanked him. I told him my grandfather had served in the Battle of the Bulge, and he looked at me and he basically said somewhere along the lines of like, hey, son, you know, I was a medic during the Battle of the Bulge also. And I nearly lost it right there in the aisle, because these men mean so much to me. They should mean so much to every American. I know to this listening audience, they mean so much. And I've had the fortune to actually go see the American Cemetery in Normandy. Thousands upon thousands of those crosses of these brave men who never made it home. And I just hope they find the individual who did this. I pray that they find them, and that they, I mean, he or she, whoever it was, needs to have the book thrown at him. It is an absolute disgrace. Let's check in with an update in today's traffic and Chuck Whitaker.
My father fought in the Battle of the Argonne Forest.
Yeah, my grandfather was there as well.
World War One.
Really? Well, World War Two. My grandfather was there in the Ardennes Forest, I'm sorry, during the Bulge. And Chuck, it's just shameful.
It is.
Shameful.
My father was 18 in 1918.
Wow.
Scared the hell out of him.
Oh, I can only imagine.
A young boy from Roanoke, Virginia.
You know what I'm saying?
Unbelievable.
All right. First off, firefighter John, who's one of our listeners and a good friend, said he went by the wreck near Lock Raven Boulevard, just a broken down vehicle there. So it's not a problem. We thank him for that check-in from that area. 95 still has two problems north. You're leaving the city. You're coming up from the Fort McHenry Tunnel just before Pulaski Highway. They're going to force everybody to the left into the express lanes. That was working out fine. And then further up, a box truck and a tractor trailer ran together northbound before the bridge at Chesico Avenue. Not a lot of damage, not a lot of debris on the road, but the state police are there. And with that, you're slowing again at that scene. So two different scenes about a mile apart on the northbound side of 95 after the bridge at Chesico, wide open all the way out to the Harford County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast update here. Mild and muggy this a.m. A chance of showers heading towards the afternoon. Highs in the 80s. Drier on Saturday. More storms on Sunday. That's the Fox Baltimore Weather Authority update. Yeah, Chuck mentioned that his father was in Oregon. I meant to say my grandfather was in the Ardennes Forest during World War II, during the Battle of the Bulge there. And I just remember him telling stories of his feet almost freezing off. And he was awarded the Purple Heart there, actually. Just unbelievable service, sacrifice, bravery. And I just cannot believe that we have that type of hatred for American heroes today, that they would, someone would do such a thing as desecrate the World War II memorial. But moving on here, I came across the clip this morning of a Democrat candidate for governor in California, Javier Becerra. I think he was the attorney general there. Just this cut here, cut three, of he's likely to be the next governor in California. Listen to this brilliant new plan he proposes for Californians, and I'll break it down. Just this is how the Democrat Party exists. This is their playbook, and you know, so many people have awakened to the nonsense, but this is why, and unfortunately, so many Americans that are either misinformed or simply uneducated believe this nonsense. Let's play cut three.
I wanted to mention here an idea that I believe we can actually put into action within my first year, and it's what we're calling my power hour. I believe that we can say to Californians, maybe we start smaller, maybe with those who are lower income, for whom affording their electricity bill is really difficult. And we say, I'm going to offer you 2 hours of free electricity. How do I pay for that? Well, it just so happens that today we produce so much solar energy, electricity, that oftentimes in the afternoon, we can't make use of all of it. And so it essentially goes to waste. Or we ship it off to some other state. Sometimes we have to pay to ship it out. Why don't we use it? And why don't we do what we used to do back in the 90s, you know, in the 20th century, we tell people, hey, please don't use your appliances.
We can cut that, but
during
you ever wonder, if you heard there, exactly how the Democrats, in many cases, they keep winning, or you ever wonder how they exist as a political party when you have masses of people, whether uneducated or misinformed, and they believe this, they buy the fantasy that government can just hand out free forever. And he comes up with this little name, the power hour. Did you hear him say that? I call it my power hour. And this is what they do. They always go further and promise more. In this case, another more benefit. Well, in general, more benefits, more programs, more free stuff. But it's never free, ladies and gentlemen, because somebody has to pay for it. Well, better yet, not somebody. You. You always. You are the ones who are paying for it. You always have to pay for it. There is no free. There's never been, and there never will be. It's just really just a question of how good they are at spinning this BS policy so they can sell it to people. And they either under-deliver on the promises, or they just tax the hell out of everyone else trying to make it look real and pay for it. That's the game. And as long as people fall for it, or they just will never vote against their own best interest, we've heard that time and time again. I mean, here he is promising free electricity because there's, according to him, an abundance of it, when everybody knows that utility and the electric bills are through the roof. I can imagine it's not cheap to have your electric in California, but here's Javier Becerra, the Power Hour, free electricity. Just unbelievable. Again, that, you ever wonder how Democrats win? That is how. Everybody else is paying an arm and a leg. Promise free electricity. That'll help get the votes. But you are listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Casey and Company in the morning. Lots to get to today, including my friend, special guest at the 8 o'clock hour. Delegate Kathy Schlegel will be here to discuss the redistricting lawsuit, some other issues, some Maryland political issues of the day. And I have a lot more to get to as well. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey on WCBM.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Thinking about updating your kitchen? Sean Casey here for Elegant Kitchen and Design. Before you overpay or get stuck waiting, talk to Mike and the team at their Baltimore County showroom. They offer competitive pricing, fast turnaround, and quality cabinets, granite, quartz, and quartzite. Whether you're replacing countertops, choosing new cabinets, or planning a complete kitchen remodel, they'll help you make the process easier. Visit ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team Sean Casey sent you.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company in the morning. Sean is back on Monday. Hope he has a great weekend. An emailer, James, he says, good morning, all. My father-in-law, a Maryland native, was captured in Anzio and was the guest of the German Army for his 19th birthday. He was but one of millions of our servicemen. He grew up fast back then. If you grew up at all, many didn't. Jim from the Outer Banks, formerly of Crofton, sends in. Thank you for the email, Jim, and for listening. And yes, think about that. 19-year-old ships off of Anzio was bloody. Many Americans killed, lots of casualties. And you fast forward 80 plus years, and what's the thank you from this vermin vandalizing the memorial to honor brave heroes like your father-in-law? Just remarkable. Let's check in with an update. Chuck Whitaker in traffic.
Still some problems, both of these on 95, and now I think there might be another new problem here. This is unbelievable. Northbound 95 early this morning. Tractor-trailer was involved northbound after Moravia Road and Pulaski Highway, so that means everybody there had to go to the express lanes. That was okay. Then there was an incident in the express lanes northbound before Chesico Avenue. There's a tractor-trailer there still sitting on the right side. Now, right after that, and the camera, unfortunately, is out just above this, but they're looking at something else now up around the Chesico Avenue Bridge on 95 North. So this would be three different things on the northbound side. So now we might start to think about, if you're coming up 95, you exit at Pulaski Highway. Go out to the Beltway, take the Beltway up to 95, go right around all of this mess on the northbound side. Not much of an impact southbound, but watch your speed through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Thank you, Chuck. Time now for a Fox Weather Authority update. Looks like mild and muggy this AM. A chance of showers heading towards the afternoon. High in the 80s. Looks drier on Saturdays. More storms on Sunday. That is the Fox Weather Authority update. I was just talking about this story in California from potentially the next governor there and the free electricity. And here's one out of L.A. And this is kind of a... This is a national theme here, but it's just more examples of the left in the West Coast there in California, how some of their policies and their solutions, I guess you could say failed policies, or to just pile on with more failed policies. But you have in the New York Post reporting a village, so it says here, a village of tiny homes has sprung up on the outskirts of Los Angeles as the battle to house homeless people took what it says here, a dystopian turn. And it just was brought to my attention moments ago, by the way, at the studio here from Maggie Hunter, that a homeless gentleman was trying to get in to the studio here. So the timing of this story is pretty unbelievable. Maggie Hunter just told me that a homeless man was trying to get into the studio. Amazing. But the New York Post story says that the 84 huts, which are only about 70 square feet, were opened Monday in Sun Valley in the San Fernando Valley in L.A. with Mayor Karen Bass turning up for his grand unveiling. It says the white and yellow structures, which will apparently fit more than 200 people, were assembled on a trailer park-style lot with shared bathrooms and small air conditioning units fitted. It says here the scheme is part of Bass' attempt to build more than 500 tiny homes across the city to deal with the spiraling homelessness crisis. So I saw the pictures. You really need to see this to believe it. There are these kind of like tiny little shed-like structures. I mean, they really honestly look barely big enough to fit a bed. And I don't know. Are we supposed to believe this is the solution? I have serious doubts. You can almost guarantee that once these units are finished, that you'll see eventually. I mean, more of the problem doesn't deal with the lack of shelter as much as, I mean, you have a lot of these cases of hardcore drug users that are why they're homeless or hooked on drugs. They're likely probably going to be the ones that take over these little units. Nothing's being done on the criminal side about these open, about the open hard drug use. Crime, I'm sure this little area, it may be well-intentioned, but I'm sure you'll have the drug users, which will lead to the crime in this little hut area or whatever you want to call it, that it'll spike. Who knows how many millions, tens of millions of dollars are spent on these sheds that will likely solve nothing. Look, I mean, we all want homeless people off the street. We want homeless people to have a better life. That's not the argument here. And the argument is that this approach is doomed if you refuse to actually deal with the problems, like, for example, again, drugs, refuse to deal with the bad actors, refuse to actually deal with crime. And you can't just throw good money at bad ideas and pretend that somehow, you know, results will be different this time. But it was just, you have to see this little shed villages is what I guess they'd be called. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I highly doubt it. But I'd really be interested to see how much they're spending on these little units. Because when government gets involved, you start adding up the dollar signs and the zeros behind it, and you end up spending hundreds of thousands per shed, basically, is what ends up happening. But wait till you get to the top of the hour here. I'm going to have a story on the Democrat hypocrisy surrounding voter ID. Yes, it's racist. While the left has been lecturing us for decades, requiring ID to vote is somehow, you know, systemic racism. I used to hear this nonsense all the time in Annapolis because we always pushed voter ID amendments we always, one of the Republicans always put forth, I think I co-sponsored a bill, or I remember over the years many of times voting for the amendments to require ID for voting. But you're not going to believe this story of them planning to require ID for, well, you're going to have to tune in at the top of the hour, because his name, the mayor Mondani of New York City, wait till you hear about his hypocrisy. We'll have that story. We have Delegate Kathy Scalia coming up at 8 o'clock. We have stories on the latest poll coming out of Maryland about the economic situation. This woman that the left paraded up there, this illegal alien, wait till you hear her audio. All that more coming up. Nina Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company.
Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Strait of Hormuz remains a perilous route for shipping.
Two tankers owned by Abu Dhabi's state-owned oil and gas company, ADNOC, were attacked Thursday evening while transiting the Strait of Hormuz, the company says. It adds that the attack caused no injuries and that the situation has been brought under control. The British military's Trade Operations Centre says two vessels were reported to have suffered minor damage while attacked by drones while transiting the strait. It didn't identify them as the ADNOC ships, but it appears to be the same incident. The UAE's foreign ministry blames the attacks on Iran, saying they were a flagrant violation of the UN's principles of freedom of navigation and were acts of piracy. I'm Charles Tadadesma.
President Trump highlights his crime fighting and public safety record during a visit today to New York Police Academy. A judge has tossed out Nevada's fake electors case.
Six Nevada Republicans were accused of submitting a bogus certificate that falsely declared Donald Trump the winner of the state's 2020 presidential election. But that case has now been dismissed. While prosecutors argued the defendants intended for their documents to be mistaken for actual electoral votes, the judge sided with those defendants. They called it an act of political theater designed to publicize their concerns about the election and preserve their rights to challenge the official results. Three other fake elector cases in Arizona, Michigan, and Georgia also have been dismissed. I'm Ben Thomas.
Sources tell multiple media outlets that Luigi Mangione may plead guilty today in the federal case stemming from the ambush killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson on a Manhattan sidewalk in 2024. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures are down 79 points, while the Nasdaq futures are up 41 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of year-long contracts and pointless restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule and at your convenience. With CHM, you're paying half the cost of a traditional health insurance plan. So that puts more money back into your budget for everyday needs. Plus, you'll have access to CHM's care solutions for virtual appointments, prescription savings, surgery support, and more. My family and I joined in 2018, and it's changed our lives for the better. We love paying way less while helping other believers afford their medical bills. Take the leap of faith and see why Christians across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, there are now three problems along I-95 northbound. Northbound 95 right after Pulaski Highway, Moravia Road. That wreck is still there. Northbound before the bridge at Chesico Avenue. They were on the shoulder. And now, as we said, there's a wreck above the bridge at Chesico Avenue and a lot of vehicles involved there. So now we have to think about, well, we probably ought to just get off at 95 and Pulaski Highway, go out there. There'll be a few traffic lights, but you go out to the Beltway, get on the outer loop of the Beltway, go up to 95, if that's your intended route, and you're on your way. This is a long delay now, and there's going to be an extended investigation with the wreck above Chesico Avenue. Southbound traffic is looking at it, so if you're coming down from White Marsh, you're coming underneath the Beltway, and you're working your way down south on 95, even though all the lanes are open,
you have a delay there as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A little mild and muggy to start your Friday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see a chance of a few showers here and there. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. A little drier on Saturday and then more storms on Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 70 in Falston and 73 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that a man was injured after a woman carjacked him and attempted to run him over Thursday afternoon in Hampden, Baltimore police said. On August 13th, around 3 p.m., the man offered a ride to an unidentified woman. When they reached the intersection of West 41st Street and Falls Road, the woman stole his car. The victim attempted to stop the car and sustained minor injuries. Officers responded to the location in Hampden for a stolen vehicle, and when they arrived, they spoke with the victim, who told them what happened. The man was transported to a nearby hospital for treatment. And FBI Baltimore, in collaboration with local, state, and federal officials, announced the results of a large-scale fugitive warrant sweep in Maryland and Delaware, resulting in over 100 arrests, the seizure of firearms, and the removal of dangerous offenders from both states. The three-week surge occurred from July 20th to August 5th, 2026, as part of the FBI's Summer Heat 2.0 initiative to combat violent crime. The Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 819, the pick 4, 3459. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Orioles starter Chris Bassitt hasn't been on a major league mound in over 2 months, but he did open up to the media earlier in the week about the shortcomings of this baseball team.
I'm angry at myself. I'm angry at all the guys in here, just because we haven't done a good job. We haven't played a great brand of baseball. We haven't played a clean brand of baseball, and we're still in it. That's the craziest part about this whole thing is you can be mad about trade deadline and how the year's gone and everything else, but right here. So
Bassitt could rejoin the rotation this weekend in St. Pete. The series starts tonight against the Tampa Bay Rays. 9 consecutive wins on the road for Tampa Bay. It'll be Kyle Bradish on the hill tonight opposite Steven Matz. The Ravens had their quarterback coach up at the mic yesterday in Owings Mills talking about Israel Wolfork. He and Declan Doyle go back a ways. The coach was asked when he knew that this was going to be the right job for him.
He gave me a phone call, and the biggest thing I wanted to do was just talk to Lamar and just introduce myself, tell him who I am as a person, how I approach coaching, and everything.
Lamar has worked with 3 quarterback coaches in his 8-year career. Meanwhile, former Ravens head coach John Harbaugh will be coaching his first NFL game in colors other than purple and black. Interviewed on CBS Sports, Harbaugh was asked what impact he had on the development of Lamar over the past 8 years.
It's like way overrated, you know, what I would have done. And there was a lot of coaches involved, but the credit belongs to Lamar. Lamar Jackson was going to be great no matter who his head coach was, no matter who his offensive coordinator was, because he was so determined.
Harbaugh now with another young quarterback in tow, and that is Jackson Dart. Preseason week number 1 last night, so the NFL's number 1 draft choice make his debut. Fernando Mendoza with a touchdown pass, 10 for 16, 97 yards. The Raiders were beaten by the Cardinals 27-14. Coming up in 30 minutes, the WNBA meeting the other day was a nothing burger. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone, and of course, good morning. Nina Mangione, Casey and Company in the morning. Sean Casey back on Monday. You're listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lots to get to today for the remainder of the show, including later. I just came across an absolutely incredible clip of, during this past break, actually, the commercial break, of the Teacher of the Year in Nashville, Tennessee. You won't want to miss this. It's basically you can substitute any major public school system across the country, and the same applies. But I'll have that audio later. But I want to get back to the Democrat hypocrisy here, where Democrats want ID for hot pockets, but not for voting. This is from the Daily Caller. While the left has been lecturing us for decades that requiring voter ID to vote is somehow an example of systemic racism, they're now planning to require ID, well, for the privilege of shopping in a Mandami government-run grocery store. Yes, you heard that correct. You have New York Mayor, the Democrat Zohran Mandami. He announced in a recent press conference that he intends to spend over $70 million in taxpayer dollars to launch five government-run grocery stores across New York. And when questioned how he intends, ladies and gentlemen, to ensure people won't just travel to New York and buy up the inventory for resale elsewhere, well, his answer was really just astounding and, of course, hypocritical. He said they would implement a, quote, library-esque ID card that only New York citizens could obtain. So you heard that right, ladies and gentlemen. According to the Democrats, it's racist to ensure that only U.S. citizens are voting in our elections, but it's totally fine to require ID to buy a box of cereal or Hot Pockets. Just, I mean, the Democrat claim that requiring an ID to vote is racist is so utterly absurd. And it's across the board. Nearly every Democrat politician and lobbyist and activist and pundit has consistently stated that black Americans either don't know how or can't afford to get a government-issued ID. And that in itself is pure racism. I mean, hell, even Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, he's been one of the most critical or vocal critics of voter ID, and he made this ridiculous statement that we are not going to, quote, turn over our elections to Donald Trump. Yet Gavin Newsom recently signed a law to completely ban local voter ID requirements. I mean, but here they're going to require an ID to buy cereal. I mean, the claim that voters of any race don't know how to get an ID is absolutely absurd. But that is the Democrat Party. The hypocrisy of requiring it for cereal is just unbelievable. The claim that black Americans can't afford an ID is just so equally absurd because, I mean, what? The cost of a driver's license is anywhere from 10 to 50, 60 bucks depending on your state. But beyond that, ID is already required for typical life in America anyway. This story is unreal. We'll have more in a moment. But for now, we're going to check in Chuck Whitaker and update on traffic.
All right, we still have some problems, and at one point here we had three different problems. Northbound 95, as you're coming up from the Fort McHenry Tunnel, you're heading into Baltimore County, trying to get up to the Beltway, and an accident northbound after Pulaski Highway. That sent everybody over to the express lanes, and then that started with a backup there. Then, in the express lanes, as you're traveling north towards the Chesico Avenue Bridge, we had problems there with a tractor trailer and a box truck that came together in that area on that side. So again, right after that, there was another wreck between that point and the bridge at Kenwood Avenue. So it's a really bad backup on the northbound side. They're trying to get as much traffic through as they can. But in the meantime, we're looking at delays. If you're back there on 95 and you want to take the ramp to Pulaski Highway, go east on Pulaski Highway. A couple of traffic light delays out to the Beltway. Pick up the Beltway, go up two exits, and right there is 95. You went completely around all this backup on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox Baltimore Weather Authority forecast. We're looking at mild and muggy this a.m., a chance of showers heading towards the afternoon, highs in the 80s. Drier on Saturdays, more storms on Sundays. That's today's Fox Baltimore Weather Authority forecast. So voter ID, I mean, you need to show, well, ID in general in American life. You need to show an ID, what, to drive a vehicle, we know, to visit a doctor. If you go pick up prescriptions, obviously when you travel on an airplane, if you want to buy a firearm, to get a job, to open a bank account, you join the military, you want to rent an apartment, purchase alcohol or tobacco, I don't know, go to a casino, even some video games, watch a movie that may be rated R to prove that you're over 18. But nope, it is racist to require it to vote. It is absolutely clear. It's always been clear to me that Democrats don't want secure elections because they know they can't, or they'll struggle to win without cheating the system. We've seen cases of voter fraud. Recent examples include illegal aliens who were registered to vote, dead citizens still on the voter rolls, harvesting ballots from the homeless population. And in nearly every single case, this fraudulent voting favors Democrats. Why would they, if they were serious about secure elections, not require it? Why? It's common sense. Meanwhile, they're going to require ID for buying cereal at a Mondami government-run grocery store. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Speaking of, this one to me is, well, before I get to this, how about we have that audio of this teacher. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the teacher of the year in Nashville, Tennessee. And I said right before the previous story that you can substitute basically any major school system with the very same challenges and problems and mismanagement that she's about to highlight. But this is a powerful clip. I just came across this during the break, and I listened to it, and you have to hear it. Let's take a listen. Michelle, play this cut.
I was Teacher of the Year at John F. Kennedy Middle School in Antioch this past year, and Blue Ribbon Teacher of the Year for the district. What you have in front of you right now is my resignation letter. I resigned in May. You can read those three pages at your leisure, but I've heard a lot of positive data in this meeting, and I just wanted to give you some facts from my firsthand experience. So first, district leaders asked me to fabricate grades for a parent who sat in the office for hours until her daughter's failing grades were changed. It creates false entitlement. What happens when these kids lie, cheat, and cry their way through school and end up as future doctors, police, or politicians? When will you protect the future of our society? Second, that same parent has harassed over 30 teachers. Teachers have filed police reports, and entire school districts have had, entire schools have had restraining orders against her. Yet she's still allowed on school property, showing up to field trips her child didn't earn, and filming other students. When will you stop prioritizing parents' feelings over the safety of our teachers and our students? I heard you also mention that we're closing gaps in teacher vacancies. I want the public to know that many of those are filled with uncertified teachers. My third point, HR withheld money from my employee paycheck as well as many others. They took $500 from me specifically, and it put me behind on my mortgage. And then they sent out an email saying that they had to do it to pay other employees. When will you pay teachers what they are owed? My fourth point, the news reports that behavioral issues are down. They are not. We are simply banned from reporting them, forcing us to keep disruptive students in the classroom. Statistics are being skewed to protect the district, not our children. Our children cannot read and write. They cannot do basic math. And we spend 40 hours a week with these students, so we know them better than the district and those fake numbers. Please stop undermining our professional decisions because, honestly, it's breaking the efficiency and it's giving HOA quality. So, Dr. Battle, my question to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, unbelievable clip there. Teacher of the year. She's resigning because, basically, she knows the school system is not doing what needs to be done to truly improve the schools. And that, again, is across the country, whether it's curriculum. I mean, she pointed them all out. The curriculum, student safety, academic standards, especially discipline, accountability. Make no mistake, it is happening right here in Maryland. I bet there are dozens of teachers just like her that if they haven't already quit, they're going to. And whether or not they'll be as courageous as she was to come forward. And that's despite record levels of education funding. I mean, these problems are real. They cannot continue to be ignored in both Maryland and across the whole country. But Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Casey and Company in the Morning, WCBM 680. We'll have a lot more to get to in just a moment.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Tune in to Safe Retirement Solutions with Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah every Thursday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. for retirement planning and financial talk, right here on WCBM.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. And, of course, good morning. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company on WCBM 680. I'll be here until 9 o'clock. Sean is back on Monday. Lots to get to, and I'm just on the X, or formerly known as Twitter, and, guys, they're so cringe, these Democrats. It's what is her name, Whitmer in Michigan and Gavin Newsom, and it's a video of these two. And they're making this goofy face, and they're sitting here, and they're nodding and smiling, and they're saying, I guess, this little self-made video here, four reasons to elect Democrat governors. Number one, it says, we get stuff done. Okay. Yes, they get stuff done, all right. We work for you, not for Donald Trump. Number three, we put money back in your pockets. Is that so? Number four, we defend our democracy. These people, I'm telling you, we defend our democracy. There you go. Put money back in your pockets. That's what they call it when they tax and spend like crazy. But let's check in. Chuck Whitaker, an update with this morning's traffic. Chuck?
All right, 95. Thank you. The 95 north has been the problem. At least one of the accidents is gone. The one wreck that was northbound near the bridge at Chesico Avenue along I-95, that one is gone. The backup is still back towards Pulaski Highway. That was where the first wreck occurred, and that was way early this morning on the northbound side. Sent everybody over into the express lanes. They came northbound. We had a wreck before Chesico. There was another wreck in that area on the northbound side. That's the one that just cleared. And then we had a third wreck that was also in the area between there and the Beltway. So all of that slowing is still there. Right now, you can probably go with that backup, and it's going to get a little bit better on the northbound side. However, there was just a report of a wreck. Haven't seen it yet. Southbound 65 mile marker. That's just north of the Beltway. We're waiting to get an eyeball on that. If you're coming down from White Marsh Boulevard into Rosedale, might be a new problem there on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Time now for the Fox Baltimore Weather Authority forecast update. Mild and muggy this AM, a chance of showers heading towards the afternoon with highs in the 80s. Drier on Saturday, more storms on Sunday. That's the Fox Baltimore Weather Authority forecast update. So, lots to get to. Again, I have this story. Do we have time this half hour? Well, let me read one of the comments first. I find this about this little video from Gretchen Whitmer, the governor, former governor, I guess. Is she still a governor? I don't know. Michigan. And Gavin Newsom, the California governor. One says, laughably ridiculous. More money in our pockets? Question mark. Rampant voter fraud. Railroads to nowhere, taxpayer-funded charities who are paying their staff hundreds of thousands of dollars and doing nothing for the homeless, highest cost of living in the land, protecting illegal aliens, high crime, drugs, deaths, assaults. Eight reasons not to elect Democrat governors. It really is a cringe video, I tell you. I don't know how they can film that thinking that people would find it entertaining, informative, or anything. It's just goofy. It really is. You just have to see it. All right, so I want to move on to, I have a couple stories here about illegal immigration. The first one, Michelle, if we have clip two ready, I want you to listen to this woman that I believe she was up there with elected Democrats, including Hakeem Jeffries, and she's pushing to change immigration law. But you'll notice something that's right off the beginning, pretty clear cut, that she's made very little effort to assimilate in any type of American culture. Let's play cut two.
Les pido que sean campeones de un cambio a la ley de migración. Necesitamos una vía de la ciudadanía para todos quienes estamos presentes por 7 años o más en este país y que paren las redadas y la inmigración aterrorizada. Over.
I ask that you be champions of a change in the immigration laws. We need a path to citizenship for those of us that have been present at least 7 years in this country. We need a stop to these raids that immigration is using to terrorize Dover.
No es justo que yo esté en este país desde el 1989. Pago mis impuestos. Soy dueña de casa, dueña de negocio, que le doy trabajo a otras, que tengo a mis hijos, a mis nietos nacidos acá, que igual sufren el dolor físico y psicológico.
It is not just that someone like me, who has been in this country since 1989.
I can't listen to this lady anymore. I knew. My apologies for the obnoxious lady screaming and translating. She really is. I mean, I'm not sure what's worse in this video. The woman who's lived here for almost 40 years, I have no idea what she was saying in Spanish. She's an illegal alien. She still can't speak a single word of English. But her translator screaming like a lunatic, obviously for effect there. Gosh, that's annoying. But it's obvious. Really, that obnoxious translator for effect, screaming and yelling. But you heard everything you need. I have no idea. Well, she translates. I wanted to play the Spanish speak, and it's obviously she didn't write the speech. She's being used. And look at the left, right? They're parading her around. And really, it's a sense of entitlement, I'm telling you, because thinking about, they think they're making their case, but in reality, they're showing us the perfect example of what is making so many Americans upset with this immigration mess. You have a woman here illegally for nearly 40 years. And clearly, there are no apparent attempt. Well, it seems no apparent attempt to become a citizen, but no serious attempt, obviously, to learn the basics of the English language. I'm not saying that makes her a bad person because she can't speak English. Learning another language is obviously hard, but I mean, but you're being put up here to make your case as you're as American as apple pie like the rest of us, but you can't say a word in English. But according to the translator, yelling and screaming, she's talking about the champions of change to our immigration laws. And she's claiming she's being terrorized. Champions of change the immigration laws for somebody to come here illegally, not even care to try to learn the language, not even care to become, after almost 40 years, a citizen. And what about all the people who actually came here before her legally? I'm going to break this down a little more when we return. Lots to get to in the remainder of the show, including my friend Delegate Kathleen Shillega going to join us at the top of the hour. But now we're going to check in with my other friend here, Maggie Hunter, in our local news.
Thank you. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that one person suffered non-life-threatening burn injuries after a fire broke out at a BWI Marshall Airport parking garage Thursday morning. Jonathan Dean, a spokesperson for the airport, said the fire led to the temporary closure of the parking garage. There was no impact on airline flight operations. The daily garage was fully reopened at about 2 p.m., Dean said in an email. The fire was caused by a leak in the gas manifold that services the multi-story parking garage, according to a news release from the Maryland State Fire Marshal. And a North Carolina man has been arrested in connection with an incident during Morgan Wallen's July 18th concert at M&T Bank Stadium, in which a concertgoer said he and his family members were urinated on, but the alleged victim is now questioning why no arrest was made that night. Troy Grevelding, who was seen in a viral cell phone video from the stadium, said he alerted Maryland Transportation Authority police on July 18th about a man who allegedly urinated on him and his family members during the show. Grevelding said he's glad an arrest was eventually made, but remains frustrated about what he described as a lack of action at the time. And Maryland voters say they're frustrated by what they see as a disconnect between their views on several hot-button issues and the actions of lawmakers in Annapolis. Liquor sales, congressional redistricting, and juvenile crime have all been the subject of recent debate in Maryland. But polling shows voters' priorities do not always align with the issues lawmakers have chosen to address. And two 31-year-old women have been arrested, one being charged with attempted first-degree murder after a shooting late Tuesday night in Northwest Baltimore, police said. And the November election is roughly 80 days away, and Maryland's gubernatorial election is shaping up to be a rematch of 2022. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
7:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, first off, the good news. All that stuff on 95 northbound has cleared now. They reopened the lanes at Pulaski Highway. The accident at Chesico is gone. The accident beyond Chesico is gone. Slow recovery, but we're moving much better now, both north and southbound through that area in Rosedale. We'll keep an eye on that. Now there's a new problem reportedly in the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They're showing a red X going in. I don't know what the problem is. Could be a wreck. Could be a broken down vehicle. But right now, the left lane of the left tube southbound on 95 is affected, and we're going to get a backup there to the top of the hill towards O'Donnell Street. 895 is already backed up around the area of the Eastern Avenue Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A little mild and muggy to start your Friday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see a chance of a few showers here and there. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. A little drier on Saturday and then more storms on Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's and Rays tonight at 7:10 p.m. in St. Pete. These two teams, polar opposites of one another. Rays on a 9-game winning streak, first place in the division, best record in baseball. Orioles have lost 5 of the last 7 series in the cellar and one of the most disappointing teams in baseball. I played this clip yesterday, but it's worth repeating. Rays reliever Tyler Wells, traded by the O's at the deadline to Tampa Bay, explains the difference between these two teams that he sees.
I don't even want to say it like this because it's a really bad way of putting it. It almost puts it into a negative way, but it's like you don't want to put it, like, you're not going out there to try and fluff the numbers. You're not trying to go out there and just hit homers. You're not trying to go out there and just hit for power or whatever it is. Like, it's like it's situational hitting. They're laying down bunts. They're moving guys over. They're, you know, just using the tools that they have. And I think that every guy here is really in tune with what they're very good at.
The O's enter tonight's game at 58-63. They're still only 2 back in the wild card race, but here's the deal. 41 games left to play. The next 10, 4 with Tampa Bay, 3 with the Yankees at Camden Yards, and then 3 more with the Rays. Preseason game 1 for the Ravens. It'll be tomorrow night against the Eagles. Really a chance for the young guys to shine, none more so than an undrafted free agent trying to make his way onto the roster. Ravens have had a history with guys like these. Jesse Minter was asked what his message is to them.
Run towards the opportunity. Just run towards your opportunity. Don't be the guy sitting around going, wondering how many reps you're going to get. When your number's called, run to the opportunity. Take advantage of it.
One to watch tomorrow night is Ethan Burke, the undrafted edge rusher out of Texas, originally committed to play lacrosse at Maryland. Some of the more well-known undrafted free agents that have made the Ravens roster over time include Priest Holmes, Bart Scott, Patrick Ricard, and, oh yeah, Justin Tucker. The big so-called WNBA task force meeting, supposedly to clarify their stance on transgender participation, really ended up being a nothing burger. No further statement, no clarification on the league's policy was forthcoming, prompting this rant from Stephen A. Smith on his podcast.
But it's important that the WNBA wakes up and acknowledges something. There's a lot of people that don't like you. There's a lot of people that don't like you. I'm talking about the league.
The two former NBA players, Royce White and Enos Kanter-Freedom, have declared themselves women and therefore eligible for next year's WNBA draft. The time now is 7:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Walt Phillips right here on WCBM, Sunday afternoons at 3. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Walt is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Walt's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
Beep, 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 yeah. Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Now back to Casey and Company in the morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company on WCBM 680. So before the break, I played the audio of this woman the Democrats are parading around here, and they're making their case for why we need to basically rip up our immigration laws. Let everybody in, make everyone a citizen. But I want to play the audio again, and I guess we can turn it down slightly when the lunatics start screaming, Michelle. But that's it is important that they do hear that part, because it's all part of this theater. But I do want to break down just the point being made about the woman that they have up there and who they are trying to use as an example as to why. I'm going to add another point to break this down in just a minute, but let's just play part of the cut.
Les pido que sean campeones de un cambio a la ley de migración. Necesitamos una vía de la ciudadanía para todos quienes estamos presentes por 7 años o más en este país y que paren las redadas y la inmigración aterrorizada. Over.
I ask that you be champions of a change in the immigration laws. We need a path to citizenship for those of us that have been present at least 7 years in this country. We need a stop to these raids that immigration is using to terrorize Dover.
Okay, we get the point here. So, again, I wanted to replay that for you. You have a woman here illegally, an illegal alien, for nearly 4 decades, and she's apparently made no attempt to actually become a citizen, no attempt to learn the basics of the English language here. And I said this before, I mean, I'm not implying that because somebody can't speak English, they're in any way a bad person. But she is being used by the Democrat Party. She is being put up on the national scene to make the case that she is as American as apple pie, can't say a word in English, but she's talking about the champions of change. That was the quote she used. To our immigration laws. She's claiming they're being terrorized, but she is making the case why we should just rip up the laws. But what about the people who came here before her legally? Both immigrants, number one, but native-born Americans also. Let's stop throwing native-born Americans under the bus here. The ones who helped build this country, as well as immigrants, legal immigrants. But they built the nation on the rule of law. And it's important to note here, a nation who has a culture and identity where, sorry for the liberals out there, but English is the national language, whether they like it or not, obviously. May not be officially recognized, I'm not sure, as the national language, but we all know it is. I'm not saying you have to speak perfect English to be an American. I'm not saying that at all. I know a lot of amazing people that barely spoke English, even in their older days, even though they were here for a long time, but they were still American. But they weren't being propped up by Hakeem Jeffries to give political speeches. And what I'm saying is this, that the idea that you're entitled to American citizenship here while making almost no effort to assimilate, not learning the language for almost 40 years, barely any of the language, that's what gets me. Imagine how much stronger their argument would be if they actually put forth, in this case, I don't know, a teenager who speaks perfect English, someone whose parents maybe they snuck them here for a better life, who knows nothing but America, probably looks like any other American kid. I mean, that's a harder case to dismiss. But instead, they parade around a woman, and in doing so, 40 years here almost, basically to make the very point that upsets, rightfully so many Americans, including me. So many of us absolutely love good, honest, decent people who came here the right way, came from a foreign country, have lots of remarkable stories. But they celebrate this country, they contribute, they assimilate. They don't just sit here with this sense of entitlement, like, oh, I've been here for so long, I didn't do what you asked, I didn't follow the rules, I didn't even try to learn English or become a citizen, but hey, I'm as American as you are. Well, no, you're not. I'm sorry. And if you want to look at how demanding the legal path to citizenship actually is, and we're supposed to reward people who skip the line by putting them ahead of those who actually follow the law. I mean, let me remind you the process here for most people to come, that if you're born in another country, the process, I'm going to break this down in just a moment because it's going to take me a few minutes. But I want to check in with Chuck Whitaker, and we're going to need calls, I think, here, Michelle Wright, for Choose Your Fake News. So we'll have to take that in a minute. But for now, let's check in with Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The left tube and the left-hand lane at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Still a problem there. Don't know what it is. It's just inside the tunnel. I see traffic as they're going out of the tunnel, coming back over into the left-hand lane. This looks like it's in the left-hand lane right as you're going into the tunnel. With that, the right tube is open with two lanes or a single lane in the left tube southbound. The backup on 95 now is rapidly going back towards the bridge at Eastern Avenue. 895 feels the hit, and they start to back up now back towards the Urban Avenue ramp. So we're about 15 minutes, maybe a little bit longer now, southbound through there. But the good news is, in case you missed it earlier, all those earlier problems that we had on 95 leaving the city, we had a wreck at Pulaski Highway, we had a wreck at Chesico Avenue, we had a wreck north of Chesico Avenue. All of that is gone. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Stop in and see Bernie today, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Thank you, Chuck. Time now for the Fox Baltimore Weather Authority forecast and update. Today, mild and muggy. This AM, a chance of showers heading toward the afternoon. Looks like a high in the 80s, and it's drier on Saturday with more storms on Sunday. That's the Fox Baltimore Weather Authority forecast. So it looks like we have Ray in Federal Hill on the line. It is time now to play Choose Your Fake News. Is there a bumper for this? No bumper. Okay. So
I'll
then
give you a bumper.
Maggie and Chuck.
Okay.
There we go. Now I was going to say the.
That would be perfect.
Thank you.
I like
that's
that.
That's a WCBM armpit band.
The armpit band. Well, well, I do have to say this one's going to be a little challenging here today. Maggie, last time, I guess, host, you struggled. You struggled
big time. I always struggle. Not last time, every time. I'm just here for the to bounce off of it.
Well, we have Ray.
Here we go.
And Ray, good morning. Welcome to the show. So today's Choose Your Fake News story number one, a morning stroll along a portion of the Jersey Shore took an alarming turn when a woman discovered nearly 30 dead sharks scattered across the popular beach. The sharks, which have been identified as juvenile dogfish, were recently found in Sea Isle City, New Jersey, roughly 20 miles north of Cape May. This discovery has so many sharks at once is a rare occurrence, according to a shark expert who told Fox News Digital. Number two, listen to this story. The Trump administration and the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton are intervening in the case of baby Gabriel. That's a newborn with a severe heart defect. According to the article, Gabriel's biological parents actually asked the surrogate mother to terminate the pregnancy after the diagnosis, but she refused and traveled to Texas to give birth. HHS now warned the hospital treating Gabriel that federal disability law prohibits denying medically necessary or life-sustaining treatment simply because of her disability. And story finally number three. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer discovered more than 16 pounds of fentanyl with an estimated street value of nearly $24 million hidden inside an electric moped attempting to enter the U.S. at the southern border. The Border Patrol said a 22-year-old Mexican national was facing federal charges, says the man was driving one of these electric mopeds when he applied for admission into the U.S. on August 3rd and was referred for a secondary inspection, and that's where they found the $24 million hidden. So we will, Ray, the caller in Federal Hill, good morning. Do you want to go first, second, third? Michelle, are you playing?
Yes.
All right.
I'll go second. I like being second.
All right, and second.
I want to be a sandwich.
Well, then we'll start with Penny, and then Michelle. Well, then Ray Lynch.
Start with her.
Penny, there you go.
Oh, why is it always me? I'm going to have to go.
Ride or die.
I'm working on it. Oh, thank God it's Friday. I'm going to go with the 16 pounds of fentanyl in the moped.
All right. So, Ray, you want to go second? What is your take?
I'll go with the girl with Trump with the baby. Number.
Ray says story number two. What about you, Michelle?
I'm going to go with Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore. And that leaves last but certainly the least. Chuck, what do you think?
Always last, Chuck. Always last.
Burn. That's right, I'm always last.
Always bringing up the rear.
That sounds like Biden.
Yeah. What?
It's in the back of the bus. And all
what time does the train leave?
Where am I?
Hello.
Where's Easter Bunny?
I'm
going to
go with three. I think there was more than one moped at the border. I'll go with three.
All right, Chuck says number three. So, story number one, the Jersey Shore. Penny, this was you, right? Story number one.
It was me.
Or, I'm sorry, Michelle. This is, in fact, a true story.
Okay.
Story number true. This story, it's just an incredible one, actually, of this biological mother. The parents, I guess, wanted to terminate, or the surrogate mother was asked to terminate this pregnancy, but she went on and went to Texas. This is, in fact, a true story making its way all the way across. And story number three is, in fact, the fake news. But
there you go.
It's a true story other than the value. I upped the value from, what, $240,000 was the street value of all these drugs. I said $24 million. That is the fake news. It was $240,000. Boom. We had a couple winners. Ray, sorry that you were not today's lucky winner, but thank you for calling. Thank you for playing. We are listening. You're listening to Sean or Nia Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Casey and Company. We're back in just a minute.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual putting social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh, yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. Come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting. The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and cart.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
The second annual Kim Klasick Putting Social is brought to you by the Smile Design Center and RBC Wealth Management, featuring Tim Herb's Morning Market Flash.
Kim Klasick here. Want to know what real relaxation sounds like? It's saying, hey family, let's head down to our beach house in Delaware this weekend. Instead of spending thousands every summer on rental, why not own your own place at the beach? That's where Adam Kasabi with Long & Foster comes in. Adam knows the Delaware beach market better than anybody and can help make that dream happen. Call or text Adam today at 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643 or visit buyindelaware.com.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company on WCBM. So before we play Choose Your Fake News, I was talking about this woman here illegally for almost 40 years who never really made an attempt to become a citizen or learn the basics of the English language. But I wanted to kind of highlight here the challenges of actually becoming a legal citizen. Let me remind you, I mean, this process, what it looks like for people born in another country, you have to first become a lawful permanent resident, a green card holder. To become a green card holder, that requires legal basis, or a family sponsorship or marriage to a U.S. citizen. I think there's employment factors, certain humanitarian categories. But if you're outside the U.S., a qualifying relative or employer actually files a petition, and the USCIS approves it. The case goes to the National Visa Center. You submit fees, applications, financial and civil documents. You take a medical exam. You attend an interview at a U.S. embassy or consulate. And only then do you enter as a lawful permanent resident. If you're already legally in the U.S. and eligible, you may adjust status here by a couple. It still depends on how you enter and what category you qualify under. But after becoming a green card holder, you wait normally 5 years of continuous residence and physical presence here before you can apply for citizenship. And I'm going to break this down in just a minute. When we check in, we'll get an update with traffic and Chuck Whitaker.
There was an accident in the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And now, just in the last couple of minutes, it looks like that's been cleared and they've reopened that lane. So now we're moving with all four lanes once again on the southbound side of I-95. However, changing the camera, going back to O'Donnell Street and around the Eastern Avenue ramp, that's where the backup is now on 95. Not quite back to Eastern Avenue, but at O'Donnell Street. So that's at least 10 minutes there getting into the tunnel and out of the tunnel southbound. And 895 has been backed up. That's almost a normal delay, but there's some overflow on 895 that will slow us back to at least the Eastern Avenue ramp and may from time to time kind of stretch back towards Pulaski Highway. So just a heads up for that. But we're on the move once again now at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Time now for the Fox Baltimore Weather Authority update. Looks mild and muggy this a.m. A chance of showers heading toward the afternoon. Highs in the 80s, drier on Saturday with more storms on Sunday. That's today's Fox Baltimore Weather Authority update. So becoming a legal citizen, after becoming a green card holder, you wait, I think normally 5 years. You follow this Form N-400. You go through background checks. You sit for an interview. You actually demonstrate English, reading, writing, speaking ability, unless it's exempted. You have to pass a civics test, show good moral character, and then you take the oath of allegiance. That is the legal path, ladies and gentlemen. And it seems pretty demanding, which is deliberate because it's supposed to be. It exists for a reason. And rewarding those who simply ignore it while treating the people who actually respected it as basically an afterthought, it's an insult to every immigrant who did it the right way. And to every American who still believes this country and the law, the rules, and our actual American culture are worth protecting. One of them being speaking English. Again, I emphasize, it doesn't make them a bad person, but for almost 40 years and she can't say a sentence in English, and yet she gets up there and acts as if she's owed citizenship. Never tried to be a citizen. Meanwhile, though, they bring up a grandmother like that or a little child and act as if we're just supposed to forget about the fact that this story here, for example, Fox News reports that federal immigration officers arrested more than 1,200 illegal immigrants in Atlanta, Georgia, during what is called Operation Safe Community. And of those, 720 of them, no, they're not just grandmoms who are just trying to make their case. But no, there are 720 of them that have been convicted of or charged with crimes, according to Homeland Security. And some of them, some of the ones we took off the streets are violent offenders. Some of the other criminals off the streets include sex crimes, child abuse, assault and battery, domestic violence. Let's see, one of them, Fabian Pineda Garcia of Mexico, is convicted of conspiracy to distribute at least 500 grams of methamphetamine, DUI, Jose Felix Amaya Pinedo of El Salvador, prior arrest for domestic battery, family violence, cruelty to children, disorderly conduct. Just another Democrat dreamer. Ivan Flores of Mexico, convicted sex offender. Charges of sexual battery contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Hector Jose Hernandez Fuentes, prior arrest for first-degree cruelty to children, obstructing law enforcement. Here's another one, prior arrest for aggravated assault, cruelty to children, possession of a firearm during a crime, and unauthorized discharge of a firearm. And these are the people, well, number one, these people, they don't belong here. They should have never been allowed to come here in the first place. But never lose sight of the fact that there are many illegal aliens that are just like that. I mean, not 720 of the 1,200. They're not all the propaganda behind Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats parading around an old senior citizen like they did to make it seem as if it's just cruelty from the Republicans and the administration for enforcing the law. Many of these people are very bad actors, should have never been here, and they need to go. All right, I want to pivot here. A little update. The Warren Road Bridge, a little local news, as I am, though I haven't mentioned that today. I'm a Baltimore County councilman. I spent 8 years in the Maryland House of Delegates. It is an absolute honor to serve where I serve in District 3, basically Lutherville, Timonium, all the way to the Pennsylvania line. But one of the areas includes Cockeysville and Warren Road, where the Warren Road Bridge, for all the locals listening, it's been all over the news. It clearly needs to be rebuilt, and every responsible elected official in Baltimore County should be raising concern about its condition. And I'm sure many of you have crossed that bridge. See, it looks, I mean, it looks terrible. It looks very old, but it's a little bit of information here. You have to understand the Baltimore City owns the bridge, so ultimately the city controls how and when this project moves forward. And the county cannot apply for funding help without it. I mean, the bridge, the city needs to do that. It's encouraging that there appears to be a federal program that could cover 80% of the cost. But I'll have more on this story when we return. But for now, we're taking a break. We'll be back. Nina Mangione, Sean Casey, Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Parts of the waterlogged Midwest are in for more rain, flooding in Ohio and Indiana. The latter under a state of emergency, according to Governor Mike Braun, speaking in hard-hit Cambridge City.
It is one of the biggest weather events we've had in Indiana, mostly due to the number of counties that it's impacted. Up in the Northwest, 99-mile-an-hour winds in Gary, Indiana, Lake County, Porter, and LaPorte. Dropped a lot of rain and wind on the way down, but this part of the state, three or four counties got definitely hit the worst when it comes to rain and flood damage.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine warns people in his state not to let down their guard with the possibility of more flooding. After 10 months, an American missionary abducted and held in Niger is now a free man.
Missionary organization SIM International says Kevin Rydat is in good health and in the care of U.S. officials and will soon be reunited with his extended family. He was kidnapped on October 21 by three armed individuals. No group has claimed responsibility. Niger has faced attacks from armed groups, including those linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State. The U.S. Embassy in the capital, Niamey, issued a security alert after Rydat's kidnapping, warning that American citizens remain at a heightened risk of kidnapping in the country, which is currently ruled by a military junta that took part in 2023, ousting Western partners and aligning with Russia. I'm Charles Dillithesma.
The man accused of fatally shooting United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson on a Manhattan sidewalk in 2024 is due in federal court today. Luigi Mangione may plead guilty to federal stalking charges. That plea could keep him from being tried on state murder charges. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 70 points. NASDAQ futures 77 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you carrying more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Do you feel like you're running on a financial treadmill, making payment after payment, month after month, yet never getting ahead? If you're tired of watching your hard-earned money disappear into interest charges, there may be options available to help you take back control of your finances. At Total Financial Freedom, they'll show you what qualified consumers may be able to save through programs designed to help them resolve debt faster than making minimum payments alone. The consultation is free, confidential, and comes with absolutely no obligation. Why spend years, sometimes decades, paying thousands in interest when there may be a better path forward? Total Financial Freedom is a Christian-owned company that has helped thousands of Americans pursue financial freedom for nearly 20 years and is proudly A-plus rated and accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now and ask how you can receive a complimentary copy of The Debt Dietitian. Stop running in place. Start moving toward financial freedom at 866-844-7344. 866-844-7344.
Good morning. It's 8:03. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports less than a day after his conviction on an assault charge, the man who recorded himself touching a woman's hair on a Metro train was sentenced. More news after Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
That construction zone set up now, and a lane is blocked. I-95 northbound Harford County at Route 24, 76-mile marker. There is a delay there. And as you're coming south, of course, the new construction layout, one lane to the left, two lanes to the right. There's a split right there after Route 24. Not a big backup today, but definitely a heads up southbound. We had a wreck on the BW Parkway. It was southbound near the airport cutoff. It is now on the shoulder. So if you're coming south from the Beltway, you're heading down towards BWI. Going to be some brake lights still lingering there. Recovering, but the earlier accident is gone. There's a slow recovery. The accident has cleared from the southbound left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A little mild and muggy to start your Friday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see a chance of a few showers here and there. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. A little drier on Saturday and then more storms on Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
71 in Sykesville and 73 in Easton. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The MTA police are seeking the public's help in identifying an individual connected to an assault on a Maryland Department of Transportation MTA bus operator. The assault took place on the MTA Local Link 80 bus at approximately 9:39 a.m. on Friday, May 1st, 2026, in the 1700 block of West Bloomingdale Road. And the Baltimore City Police are investigating reports of shots fired in the area of downtown's West Side neighborhood Thursday afternoon. Police responded to the 100 block of West Lexington at approximately 12:52 p.m. No injuries were reported, police said, and no arrest had been made by the time the story was published. A construction worker at the scene who identified himself as Morrow, 24, told the Baltimore Sun that shooters were chasing someone who ran into the old Equitable Trust Company building near Fayette Street and Park Avenue. WCBM News Time, 8:05. Stein on Sports, coming up next.
Looking for a natural way to boost energy, support your heart, and stay active day after day? Skip the quick fixes that wear off fast and start fueling your day with Rescue Oracy. As we get older, our bodies become less efficient at producing the energy that keeps us going. That's where Rescue Oracy comes in. This breakthrough supplement works at the cellular level to help your body naturally produce lasting energy, giving it the support it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial energy boosters. Plus, it helps support healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular function, so you can show up to the moments that matter with confidence and vitality. Just go to res-q.com and use the code MYENERGY at checkout to buy one bottle of Oracine and get the other free. You can also call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's again 1-800-262-5483. You can also go online at res-q.com to get your second bottle of Rescue Oracine for free with the code MYENERGY at checkout.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys. My guys, well, it was a fun atmosphere for baseball last night with teams donning throwback jerseys and players looking legitimately happy to be there. We're talking about the Field of Dreams games in Dyersville, Iowa. Cornfields in the outfield. And with the wind blowing in, it was Kyle Schwarber at the plate.
Oh, did he get him again?
Golly, man. I'm telling you.
Right.
The wind's bringing it back.
Circling under.
Oh, my God.
He had it.
Yeah.
Matt Fisgerzian and company on Netflix, off the glove of Luke Keyshaw in right field, and out into the corn, Kyle Schwarber, two home runs into the right field corn last night as the Phils beat the Twins 7-1 was the final. A couple of preseason games last night of note in the NFL. The Bengals played both Joe Burrow and Joe Flacco against the Lions.
Flacco throws it short toward the goal line. That's a touchdown.
Mike Watts had the call on Fox 19 in Cincinnati. Flacco playing three series last night for Cincy. 51 yards in that score in a 16-14 win. Meanwhile, in Vegas, it was the NFL debut of the NFL's number one pick.
Mendoza, quick throw.
Jason Horowitz had the call on Fox 5 in Vegas. Kirk Cousins started for LV. Mendoza played four series. Cardinals beat the Raiders 27-14. And finally, how about this? In the world of horse racing, the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority is investigating five races that took place Sunday at racetracks in New Jersey and New York after bookmakers in the U.S. and the U.K. detected unusual betting on horses that overperformed and are linked to the same training facility. The five horses, each coming off long layoffs and having worked out this summer at the Fairhill Training Facility in Maryland, that's up in Cecil County, entered races Sunday, and four of the horses won, defying the odds. Messages left with Fairhill Training Facility were not immediately returned. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's now or never for the birds. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Casey and Company. I am your guest host, Nino Mangione, filling in today for Sean Casey. He returns on Monday. We still have a lot to get to this hour, so we're going to jump right into it. Special guest joining us now is my friend, Delegate Kathy Shalega. Kathy, are you there? Can you hear us?
Hey, good to be with you, Nino.
Great to have you. Good morning, Kathy, and I want to... We'll jump right into this, and I do appreciate you being here today. And you were there firsthand a couple weeks ago for this whole redistricting, I don't know the best way to put it, charade in Annapolis about 2 weeks ago.
Yes. All good words.
Yes, yes. Well, I appreciate, again, you being here. And, Kathy, we'll jump right into that. This, I would go as far as calling it kind of basically a scam ran by the Democrats, and it's really a national disgrace for Maryland. And we know it was a deliberate power grab by Governor Wes Moore, the leadership. But and all, I mean, all the Democrats, like Delegate, even Michelle Guyton, they say that they call themselves moderates, the rest of the Democrats. I mean, this was their effort to disenfranchise Republicans. Only one, I think, Democrat actually stood against it. Delegate Sample Hughes. But I want to ask you, what do you think, or why do you think Democrats would stoop to this level despite their previous statements in the past? You know how they try to say in Annapolis that they're fair and bipartisan.
Well, you know firsthand, Nino, having served in Annapolis, they are not fair or bipartisan.
I am aware.
You know, it's just such hypocrisy, the no kings parades and, you know, fighting authoritarianism. And, you know, they get on their high horse and say all these things. But, you know, believe them when they tell you they're doing things like changing the Constitution. And why would they change the Constitution of Maryland? Because they passed a congressional redistricting map in 2022 that the courts overturned. And the Judge Linda Taglia, who is a Democrat, she was Barbara Mikulski's chief of staff. She was appointed by Bill Clinton and Glenn Denning to two different judicial posts or DOJ posts. And, you know, was clearly a lifelong Democrat. Well, in the case, which I'm proud to, you know, be called Shalega versus Lamone, I was the lead plaintiff in a lawsuit against the state. Lamone was the head of the Board of Elections. That case was successful. And a Democrat judge said that you're violating the Constitution and the Declaration of Rights by the map that they want to pass. So they want to pass that map. They have the numbers. They have a supermajority in Annapolis that allows them to do what they want, but they need the voters to change the Constitution so they can do it. So what does this bill that they passed say?
Kathy, hold that thought, because I want to get back to you in just a moment, and I want to emphasize that point that they're removing rules already established in the state constitution. But we're just going to check in real quick with Chuck Whitaker and an update on traffic.
All good at the Bay Bridge, and three lanes are westbound, two eastbound. No complaints there, even across at the Ritchie Highway. And the Severn River Bridge has not been a bad drive there. A little slow time to time right at I-97 at Route 32. Heads up on the BW Parkway. There was an accident southbound near the airport cutoff on the shoulder, but it's been a bit slow there. So after West Nursery Road, be on the lookout for that on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Time now for an update with the Fox Baltimore Weather Authority. Forecast looks mild and muggy this a.m. A chance of showers heading towards the afternoon, high in the 80s. Drier on Saturdays with more storms on Sunday. That is the Fox Baltimore Weather Authority update. And we are joined with Delegate Kathy Shalegan. And sorry, I had to cut you off for a little traffic update there, Kathy. And we're going to push the America 250 moments of the day back a little bit later. So we'll have more time with you here, Kathy. But I want to emphasize again, I think a lot of people that aren't as, you know, we're in this, Kathy, right? This is part of what we do every day. But there's gerrymandering, you know, there's just drawing these maps to benefit a political party, right, Kathy? But then there's what the Democrats pulled. And what they did is pass this constitutional amendment to remove the rules in the state constitution, correct? And that's to eliminate the requirement that congressional districts actually be compact and basically made up where they're connected, and it makes it easier to redraw these maps to all it is to eliminate Congressman Andy Harris, the last Republican held congressional seat. So in simple terms, it gives the Democrats much more freedom to carve these maps up for their political advantage. But it's even worse than just the gerrymandering, Kathy, you were pointing out. They are rewriting the Constitution.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, on the ballot, but we'll get to that in a second, is a question that changes the Constitution. This isn't the question they're asking the public. What they're changing the Constitution actually says is nothing in this article or elsewhere in this Constitution, including the Declaration of Rights, provides applicable criteria for the boundaries of a congressional districting plan. So it's saying nothing in the Constitution, nothing in the Declaration of Rights is criteria for redistricting congressional districts, only Annapolis legislative districts. But then the question on the ballot is not that. So it's, but, you know, here's what's actually going on. That's, you know, in the weeds a little bit. But I'm a member of the Maryland Freedom Caucus. There's seven of us. And we are working with a group out of D.C. called the Oversight Project. And, you know, these are some really smart attorneys. A number of them used to work with the Heritage Foundation. They've gone and started their own nonprofit legal called Oversight Project, and our court case hits the courts on the 25th of August, and we are suing the state of Maryland because these legislators, Westmore, have violated the law before them. So they put this bill in to change the Constitution, but the bill, this was due July 1st. July 1st. So we passed a bill. Nina, you were there. You voted for it. It was unanimous. It was a good bill. It said any changes to the ballot, constitutional amendments, need to be finished by July 1st. July 1st. We didn't even go to special session until August. The public has 14 days to comment on it. It has to be in plain language. They missed all the deadlines that they had just passed. They passed that bill this session. The new law went into effect June 1st, and they couldn't follow their own law. That was good for citizens. It's a good transparency law. It gives us lots of time, gives citizens due process, gives lots of due process. So they couldn't get their act together to call the special session back in June, and they could have followed the law. So, you know, they put in this clause in the bill that says notwithstanding any other provision of law, which means let's get out the magic eraser. We're going to forget any other law that might stand in our way because we are, you know, the authoritarian regime of Westmore, and we're going to get this done. So we feel very good about our lawsuit. It's the seven members of the Freedom Caucus and Senator Hershey and Senator Reedy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, but you just nailed it. And then, I mean, you know exactly. You know all the details here, Kathy. And it's unbelievable. You just pointed out for the audience here how the Democrats violated the very procedures, this very state law that they put in. And we all voted for because it was a good law, as you just mentioned, in their attempt to rush this. I mean, they violated, they're ignoring the mandatory July 1st certification deadline. It's just unbelievable. And Kathy, they did all this by wasting thousands of dollars on this special session to grab this power. And they didn't give a second of discussion. And I want to get your thoughts on this and a poll recently, but that just came out. But they didn't dedicate a single second of talking about these kitchen table issues like the rising utility bills and the motor vehicle fees or the high taxes. Not a second was spent talking about public safety. And I want to get your thoughts on the Democrat failures to actually solve Maryland's real problems.
You're exactly right, Nino. And they said, well, and the rules on a special session say you can only address the bills, the issues in the governor's order for a special session. So the governor, Wes Moore, calls a special session and didn't include any of those pressing issues. That we have a poll. We didn't need a poll, did we, Nino? We know what people care about today. They can't afford to live in Maryland. Our BGE bills are unaffordable. You have to have a payment plan to pay your car registration fee. You know, it's just out of control cost to live in our state, but they don't care about that. Their whole goal is to get rid of Republican representation in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, well, Kathy, this poll just came out that said half of Maryland likely voters say they are struggling financially or just getting by. It's a statewide poll. There points to utility costs and economic anxiety as major concerns, it says, heading into the coming year. It says here, I think it's Zenith Research found 51% of voters describe themselves as either really struggling financially or just getting by. And it said here that to select the top issues, and the General Assembly should focus on. One of them, 40%, said lowering electricity and utility bills. One of them, or the next, was 32%, creating jobs and growing the economy. And then finally, fighting crime and improving public safety. So those were Marylanders' three top issues. So the Democrats didn't discuss any of that, but these three top issues highlight the Democrat failures because, number one, our taxes are much higher. And that's because of the Democrats. The utility bills, they always try to pass the blame here, Kathy, but they've had the supermajorities for years. Our utility bills are higher, and that is because of Democrats. And our streets are much more dangerous, and that is because of Democrats. They're the ones at the helm. They are allowed to run over the Republicans when it comes to all of public policy, as proven with the redistricting. So, hey, how do they not own all three? The people need to wake up. It's the Democrats and the supermajority that are responsible for the higher crime, the cost of utilities, and the job situation.
You hit the nail on the head, Nino. It's a, you know, laboratories of democracy. Our founders were so brilliant. We're so blessed to live in the United States of America, and we can look at what other states are doing. because each state is a laboratory of democracy. And you can look at which states are successful and what policies are they putting in place or are they not putting in place. What priorities do they have? Well, the states that are thriving are the red states because government's getting out of the way. And they're letting people, you know, use capitalism to grow their business, to, you know, to work at the job they want to work at, to have lower electric bills, to have lower food costs. And then you look at Maryland and New York and blue states that are run by these authoritarian regimes, you know, reminiscent of Castro in Cuba, and we're suffering. And people are voting with their feet. People are moving out of the state of Maryland.
And it's unbelievable, Kathy, because Republican states are actually, I have an article I'm going to get to after the 8:30 hour, of Republican states moving to actually roll back property taxes when we just had the largest tax increase in Maryland's history. But hold your thoughts, Kathy. We're going to check in with Chuck Whitaker and an update on today's traffic.
Still busy. 95 has improved. There was a minor accident earlier in the southbound left-hand tunnel. That's been gone for a while. Most of that backup around O'Donnell Street has also gone as well. So just a heavy traffic on 95 south. 895 is always busy. And, of course, the Old Harbor Tunnel is only two lanes. So heavy traffic south from around O'Donnell Street going into the tunnel. But they're coming out on the south end towards the toll plaza at Child Street. 95 north, very heavy, very slow. Harford County with construction northbound at Route 24. They take away a lane there. And we still have the accident vehicles on the shoulder on the BW Parkway southbound near the airport cutoff at I-195. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Now time for the Fox Baltimore Weather Authority forecast update. Looks like mild and muggy this a.m. A chance of showers heading towards the afternoon. Highs in the 80s. It looks drier on Saturday with more storms on Sunday. That's the Fox Baltimore Weather Authority forecast update here. And speaking of updates, I am going to update you on today's America Top 50 Moments in History. Today's America 250 moment of the day is brought to you by the Smile Design Center. Our first moment, President Harry S. Truman announced that Japan has accepted the terms of surrender, effectively bringing World War II to an end. Americans poured into the streets, producing the famous VJ celebrations in Times Square and across the country. 1848, on this day, the Oregon Territory is officially created. President James Polk signed legislation organizing the Oregon Territory, extending the formal U.S. government across a huge portion of the Pacific Northwest. 1935, FDR signs the Social Security Act. And this day in 1765, a major early spark of the American Revolution, where Bostonians gathered at what would become known as the Liberty Tree to protest Britain's Stamp Act. All of these are today's America 250 Moment of the Day, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates, but you must act fast. This campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
Everything costs more. Meanwhile, your income isn't keeping pace. Money goes in and money goes out faster than ever. At some point, you have to ask yourself, why is your checking account doing all the work while your home equity sits on the sidelines? This is Mark McVeary. If you're 62 or older, it's time to put your equity to work. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment or provide extra cash each month. Call me at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603, 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company, and we are joined by my friend and delegate Kathy Shalega, and I appreciate you joining us today, Kathy. We have about a minute and 20 seconds left, so we're forgetting, Kathy, that we are less than 3 months away from a crucial election, obviously across the country with the midterms, but right here in Maryland. I mean, I'm running for Baltimore County Council. You're running for re-election in the House of Delegates. The main goal for me, obviously, is to win the election, but to make sure we do not allow Baltimore County to become a Democrat supermajority, just like we see in Annapolis. If you just want to touch base on that and how, well, what we can do to motivate Republicans. You got about 30 seconds. Go ahead, Kathy.
We need every single person that is not a crazy left winger to get out and vote and take people with you. There is an enthusiasm gap. We all know it. You know, Republicans feel beat down. Democrats that are center right leaning people feel overwhelmed by what's going on in Maryland. And the Democrats are counting on you staying home. They are openly saying, turn Baltimore County blue. They want to pick up more seats in Annapolis. This is it. You know, what did Ronald Reagan say? You know, we're just one generation away from losing our freedoms. This is up to you.
Well, Kathy, you can vote. Kathy, thank you for joining us today. Really appreciate it. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll be back in touch. You're listening to Nina Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Time now for Maggie Hunter and our local news.
Well, thank you. Good morning. Fox 45 reports less than a day after his conviction on an assault charge, the man who recorded himself touching a woman's hair on a metro train was sentenced. Brian Bickhunter, 28, was sentenced to 180 days in jail. He's been locked up since April, and with credit for time already served, Bickhunter will spent another 52 days in jail. Court documents show he harassed and stalked a woman at a pop-up event in Northwest D.C. and later went to a Supreme Court protest to search for the same woman prior to his April arrest. He still faces similar charges in Arlington County, Virginia. And the Maryland Transit Administration police are seeking the public's help in identifying an individual connected to an assault on a Maryland Department of Transportation MTA bus operator. The assault took place on the MTA Local Link 80 bus at approximately 9:39 a.m. on Friday, May 1st, in the 1700 block of West Bloomingdale Road. And Baltimore City Police are investigating reports of shots fired in the area of downtown's West Side neighborhood Thursday afternoon. Police responded to the 100 block of West Lexington at approximately 12:52 p.m. No injuries were reported, police said, and no arrest had been made by the time this story was published. A construction worker at the scene who identified himself as Morrow, 24, told the Baltimore Sun that shooters were chasing someone who ran into the old Equitable Trust Company building near Fayette Street and Park Avenue.
He barricaded himself in the building, Morrow said, and contractors had to pull him out. And police are asking for the public's assistance in finding a missing Baltimore teenager. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shaw and Shamik Shaw with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Some leftover slowing, but nothing major now at the Harvard Tunnels. 95 was slowing a little bit there at the O'Donnell Street ramp. 895 was actually getting better after O'Donnell Street moving south. So in the next couple of minutes, we should see some improvement at both the tunnels. Some slow pockets left on the Beltway, but nothing out of the ordinary. JFX, you're good coming south from Ruxton Road. Keep in mind, construction is underway. They block a lane northbound I-95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A little mild and muggy to start your Friday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see a chance of a few showers here and there. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. A little drier on Saturday and then more storms on Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Most important stretch of the year begins tonight for the Birds as they take on the Rays in St. Pete. It's four with Tampa Bay over the weekend and then back home next week for three with the Yanks and three more with the Rays. O's starter Shane Boz, a former Ray himself, puts the situation in terms that are easy to understand.
This is the time of year where you either show up or you start to freaking mail it in and give up, and that's
Birds enter this 10-game stretch at 58-63 on the year. They're in the cellar in the AL East, but they're two games back in the wild card with four teams ahead of them. Meanwhile, in Detroit, the Tigers, once thought buried in the playoff race, have somehow risen from the ashes.
Uh-oh, Valencia, Messick knew it.
Jason Benetti had the call on Tigers TV. Eduardo Valencia's solo shot of Parker Messick was the big blow as Detroit wins again, 3-0 over Cleveland. They move into third wild card slot. The Tigers have now won 9 of their last 12 games. Tomorrow night at M&T Bank Stadium, our first look at the new-look Ravens under head coach Jesse Minter. The offense under offensive coordinator Declan Doyle.
I'm really excited to watch our guys play. That's the number one thing. But, I mean, you know, it's going to be the first time being able to sit there and call our offense, and you know, I'm excited for it. There's nothing that can simulate, you know, a Saturday or a Sunday, and your guys going out there and playing ball.
Now, you won't see him on the field Saturday night at the stadium, but this training camp has been quite unusual for Lamar. His first camp since year one in a new offense. Quarterback coach Israel Wolfork was asked yesterday the level of comfortability Lamar has right now in the new offense.
It's growing every single day. He's preparing the right way, asking questions in meetings, taking criticism when he does have negative plays on film, building on a positive, and really just having the next day mentality. Like, how can we stack all these days up and get ready for the season opener?
Elsewhere in football, Athlon Sports football writer Luke Easterling had an interesting piece online the other day. The 7 rookies to watch in preseason week 1 in the NFL, and 2 of them have Baltimore connections. One, of course, is Ravens receiver Jacoby Lane.
Payne, earning all kinds of accolades this summer. The other is Dallas Cowboys linebacker Jayshon Barham. Barham, picked in the third round by Dallas, 92nd overall, was born in Peachy County, went to DeMatha before finishing up at St. Francis, and then went on to Maryland before finishing at the University of Michigan. And finally, six Baltimore area players are among the 41 high school basketball prospects selected to compete in Under Armour's inaugural Next City Classic on Saturday at St. Francis Academy. The event will feature separate boys and girls games, each bringing together players from across the U.S. and Canada. The coaches are NBA players. Two-time All-Star De'Aaron Fox, the point guard of the Spurs, and Baltimore's own Derek Queen out of St. Francis and the University of Maryland. He is now a New Orleans Pelican. The time now is 8:37, and when we return, Joe Flacco still playing in the NFL.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
So, Nino, let me ask, have you been watching the Netflix documentary on NFL quarterbacks?
I have not.
Okay, so I think it's in its second or third season now, but this year, and it's on currently on Netflix, they're following four quarterbacks from last season. Patrick Mahomes is one of them. Jaden Daniels is another. Joe Flacco is one of the quarterbacks. And it's
unbelievable.
It really is. I mean, in his 19th season now.
When you mentioned his name earlier, I looked up. I couldn't believe he's still going, but what a testament to an incredibly disciplined, strong athlete to have that longevity, hadn't won a Super Bowl, still going, and it's got to be 40.
He's got to be 40, something along those lines. But you know what I think the most interesting thing about Flacco is that he's opened up over time. Like, remember, when he was here, he was, you know, a quiet guy and kind of like a little bit of a country bumpkin, and I don't mean that in a negative way.
I get what you mean. Yeah, right. He's a likable guy because he's got low key demeanor and
he's real.
Seems real, but what a rocket of an arm, and that gives him the ability to keep going in the NFL. I mean, he's an absolute cannon when he throws the ball.
He's still doing it,
and he's accurate.
He threw a TD pass last night, so we'll see. And it's ironic, he's played for the Browns and he's played for the Bengals. The only team he hasn't played for in the North is Pittsburgh. Imagine if he put on a Steelers uniform, what that would
be. Maybe we wouldn't be saying such nice things about him. I don't know. Of course, Aaron Rodgers is the same thing. It's just these guys are.
Yeah.
It's the arm strength, the experience, the accuracy, and just with the experience, knowing how to just manage those games is a huge advantage. But of course, age does catch up.
Yeah. Well, and you and I know that. Of course, I know that probably more than you. But anyway, yeah. So interesting. We'll see what Flacco has to offer to
you. Well, thank you, Gary. Have a great rest of the day.
You too.
All right. So, Nino Mangione, good morning, everybody. Filling in for Sean Casey. I wanted to just finish what I was saying from earlier about the Warren Road Bridge, a little local news that Baltimore City owns the bridge. And for those of you that are familiar with it, this old, decrepit-looking bridge over, I think it's 103 years old, ultimately, the city controls how and when this project will move forward, and there's a federal program that could cover roughly 80% of the project's cost, but there has to be a 20% local match, and Baltimore County cannot apply for that federal funding on its own. And the county has offered to help with the local match to try to help unlock that federal funding and get this project moving, and they're actively engaged in conversations and negotiating with the city. And as a county, to the county executives' credit, they're trying to help the city help us, so to speak, in Baltimore County. I'm a Baltimore County councilman, and so many Baltimore County residents depend on this bridge. And I don't want to speculate because I don't know why Baltimore City is dropping the ball here. They have not pursued the federal funding. But what matters here is getting everyone to the table, finding a way forward. I mean, since the city owns the bridge, both the city and the county, we have a responsibility to work towards a solution for the people who depend on that bridge, and we should not wait until something tragic happens before we take action. We need to be proactive here, address this now. Again, I'm encouraged that the county executive, I spoke with their office, I have a meeting with the county executive's office next week, and that they recognize this problem and they're advocating for action. And it's straightforward to me. It's clear, and the need is clear. There's significant federal funding potentially available, it appears here. We need to work together, secure this funding, get the Warren Road Bridge rebuilt. So, all right, a little more local news your way here is Fox Baltimore. Just a really incredible story. It's the perfect example of what happens when people store their political agendas at the door and they focus, in this case, on protecting Marylanders. It's the perfect example of what should be happening here in Maryland between law enforcement and ICE. Remember, the Democrats, what they did last session is shameful when it comes to public safety, when they basically ripped up agreements and said, no, you're not going to work with ICE, our federal partners at ICE. But here's an example, the perfect example, when you do work together and you put public safety over politics, you get results like this, where FBI Baltimore, in collaboration with our local, state, and federal officials, they announced the results of a large-scale fugitive warrant sweep in Maryland and Delaware. And it resulted in over 100 arrests, including the seizure of firearms and the removal of dangerous offenders from both states. And it was a three-week surge that occurred from July 20th to August 5th as part of the FBI's Summer Heat 2.0 initiative to combat violent crime. I mean, this is a major story. I'm going to have more on this in just a moment, but I want to check in with Chuck Whitaker and update on this morning's traffic.
A couple of vehicles are stopped on 895 between the toll plaza and the entrance and exit from the Old Harbor Tunnel. So they're on the shoulder, but a couple of police cars are in that area. 95 South is carrying most of the heavy traffic right now, and it's right in the area of O'Donnell Street. All four lanes are open going into the tunnel. And then 95 and Russell Street, 395 at Camden Yards. All of that big interchange is open. The sky ramp is clear coming into the convention center. A couple of slowdowns on the Beltway, but nothing major. All the lanes are open. 95 North, Harford County. Construction there at the 76-mile marker northbound. That's at Route 24, and they lose a lane northbound through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Time now for the Fox Baltimore Weather Authority forecast. Looks like it's mild and muggy this AM. A chance of showers heading towards the afternoon. High in the 80s. Drier on Saturday with more storms on Sunday. That is the Fox Baltimore Weather Authority forecast. It is time now for the Feel Good news segment of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
All right, today's feel-good story brought to you by Town Appliance is a true act of heroism in Seattle, where a university of UC Davis, whatever university that is, their water polo player, Lily Veiling, listen to this one, saw three young girls drowning in Lake Washington and immediately jumped in to save them. One by one, she pulled the girls to safety. The third was already about to be unconscious and barely visible beneath the water, but Veiling got her head above water and held her up until she coughed up water and regained consciousness. What was supposed to be a day watching the Blue Angels were flying that day turned into a life-saving rescue. Her courage, Veiling's courage, athletic ability, and split-second decision likely saved three lives. The town later honored her, a fitting recognition for a young woman whose bravery turned a terrifying moment into an extraordinary story of courage and selflessness. I just tell you, this is an amazing story. And when I was playing sports at Taos University, where I played soccer, some of these swimmers, and I've met water polo players over the years when I was in high school, and these swimmers in college, amazing athletes, incredible how maybe it's because I'm just such a horrible swimmer, but they are just unbelievable. They're treading water for all that time, just incredible cardio. And this is an amazing story. This young hero to not only have the athleticism but the courage to go in there, save not one, not two, but three young ladies from potentially drowning. That is today's Feel Good News segment of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you want to stay cool this summer, then you need to head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills for their huge 4th of July savings event. This is your best chance to pick up a window or wall air conditioner with top-tier systems from LG, GE, and Friedrich ready to go. Plus, Mayer and Mayer will help you find the perfect fit for your home and your budget with flexible financing available. Visit townappliance.com today for more information or right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
All right, we are back. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company. That was the feel-good news story. And before that, I was talking about this FBI collaboration with their local, state, and federal officials. And they announced this result of this large-scale fugitive warrant sweep in Maryland and Delaware, resulting in over 100 arrests, seizures of these firearms, and the removal of these dangerous thugs from both states. And this three-week surge, it occurred from July 20th to August 5th, and it's part of the FBI's Summer Heat 2.0 initiative to combat this violent crime here. And it says, quote, "These are meaningful results." That's according to FBI Baltimore Special Agent in Charge Jimmy Paul in a press release. Quote, "This surge demonstrates the FBI's unwavering commitment to public safety. Together with our partners, we target violent offenders threatening our communities. We took decisive action to hold them accountable." Says here, the first week took place in Wilmington, Delaware, and resulted in 49 arrests and the seizure of a firearm, officials said. Arrests included individuals wanted for robbery, rape, child abuse, sexual assault, strangulation, illegal firearm possession, sexual exploitation. I mean, think about this. These are some terrible humans out there, and they are committing these acts right in our backyards, throughout the state of Maryland, throughout our friends in Delaware, right in our communities. And the brave men and the brave women of the FBI are out there stopping these robbers, these rapists, these child abusers, these sexual assaults that they were committing, strangulation, illegal firearms. I mean, this is what our decent civilized society is up against. And then week two occurred in Baltimore, resulting in a total of 36 arrests. Two firearms were seized, and the offenses included attempted murder. Again, right in Baltimore. Armed robbery, assault, forcible rape of a minor, sexual assault of a minor, child abuse, cyber stalking. The third week resulted in 24 arrests in Anne Arundel County, with individuals wanted for assault, rape, sexual abuse of a minor, desertion of a child, reckless endangerment, illegal firearm possession, robbery, conspiracy, and other serious violent offenses. Again, these are happening all across Maryland. Working together with our federal partners, exactly what we should be doing with ICE, by the way. I mean, what kind of political party would not want to work with our brave men and women of the federal agencies to stop this type of crime? That is the Democrat Party in the state of Maryland. They do not deserve re-election in 3 months, ladies and gentlemen. They deserve to be defeated at the ballot box because public safety matters a lot more than the left-wing far left-wing of the Democrat Party and in Maryland, where the supermajority decides we're going to rip up any type of agreement with ICE and our local and state law enforcement. You just cannot forgive the Democrat Party in this state for that type of public policy. You're listening to Nina Mangione. I'm filling in for Sean Casey. We're back in just a minute.
Sean Casey here. Older homes deserve craftsmen who know how to preserve what makes them special. G. Krug & Son restores historic ironwork and creates custom metalwork designed for your home. With more than two centuries of Baltimore craftsmanship, they build work meant to last. For restoration or custom metalwork, visit gkrugandson.com or call 410-752-3166. That's 410-752-3166. 3166.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione. I am filling in for Sean Casey today. Casey and Company in the morning on WCBM 680. Sean is back on Monday. It's great to be with you this morning. I was talking about this story. I mean, this is a major story. A major story of the FBI working together with our law enforcement and just arresting all of these thugs across the state of Maryland, across Delaware. This initiative, quote, it's initiatives such as the FBI's Summer Heat 2.0, where law enforcement agencies collaborate to identify and bring the most violent offenders to justice. That significantly contributes to the continued decrease in violent crime. That's from Baltimore City Police Commissioner Richard Worley. Quote, the results of this three-week surge demonstrate what is possible when law enforcement agencies at the local, state, and federal levels work together with a shared purpose. The Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office is proud to stand alongside the FBI and our law enforcement partners in identifying, apprehending, and holding accountable those who threaten the safety of our communities. That's from Ivan Bates, he said in a press conference. And the national initiative, it basically united agents, task force officers, intelligence personnel, professional staff, and partner agencies to identify, locate, and apprehend these violent offenders in a coordinated effort. So my hat's off. God bless them. Thank you to the brave men and women in our local state law enforcement and the FBI, our national partners, for getting these violent thugs off of the streets. So speaking of getting them off the streets, well, we got them to Florida, but he's still roaming the streets. Chuck Whitaker with an update on what's happening in Maryland. Listen, streets.
As you well noticed, the statute of limitations is still in effect. I have to take my time when I come back in. Unannounced in a cargo plane. I'm like Trump. I come up in a catering truck.
We always welcome you back, Chuck.
I appreciate that. Always good to see you, too. Southbound 95, a little bit slow yet going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but it has improved from O'Donnell Street. I'm looking at it live on 895, and they're just a tad slow there going into the tunnel. It's going to be a little slow, maybe just after O'Donnell Street, but for the most part, both the tunnels are doing okay with the lanes open. There was some very minor slowing on the Beltway, and keep in mind the construction is underway. They'll be there through the midday, northbound I-95 in Harford County at 224. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck, and have a great weekend. It's time now for the Fox Baltimore Weather Authority forecast, where it looks mild and muggy this a.m., a chance of showers heading towards the afternoon with highs in the 80s, drier on Saturdays, and more storms on Sundays. That is today's Fox Baltimore Weather Authority forecast. So we are joined now by my friend and the host of Kim Klasick Live. Of course, that is Kim Klasick. You're coming up 9 to noon, as you do every weekday on WCBM. So yeah. Give us a preview of what you have today, Kim.
Thank you, Nino. I appreciate it. Great job this morning. I've been
Thank
listening
you.
In. Yeah. So at 10 o'clock, we have a BOE candidate from Frederick County. We're kind of doing like a series.
Sure.
There are about three of them that are running that are, you know, of course, they don't put on the ballot that they're Republican, but they are conservatives. So we want to make sure people know who they are. Also, we're going to talk about the latest with Governor Wes Moore, now with this lawsuit that
That's
he did.
With Sinclair? Is that,
yes.
And, or it's not really with Sinclair, it's
David
with David Smith.
Smith. Yes.
But he's acting like it's Sinclair, so he just
exactly.
pushes all of the now Fox Baltimore and the Sinclair
yeah.
affiliates. Oh, I can't talk to you. I got to check with my lawyers first, because they
right.
actually asked some real questions.
Right, right. And he's saying he's basically directing all the agencies not to give them any information as well. So he's really, the response here is the opposite of transparency, but you're right, you know, This is between Westmore and David Smith because of a comment Westmore made about the Epstein files and possibly David Smith being involved. And yet he's making it seem like it's all about Sinclair. So he's not just giving the strong arm to Fox 45, but all affiliated channels as well. So he's just like cutting everything off. But in the long run, of course, it's cutting off the public because we want more information, especially
exactly
when you're
right.
hearing some of the things that are happening at different agencies.
And you cover a lot of their stories, but Fox does a lot of investigative journalism on audits and things like that, where it's all about transparency.
Right.
And here's the governor basically saying, using the, you know, if it's a pending lawsuit, that's a legitimate reason if it were in regards to David Smith and him going back and forth, not the news agencies.
Yeah, no, exactly right. And, you know, I look at this situation, honestly, I'm not shocked by it because remember, you have Governor Westmore that did not want an inspector general at the state level. I remember he brought in an outside consulting firm, I believe, from Boston. And he says, oh, we got an IG. We have a firm here that acts like an IG. So this is a trend that we're seeing in the Democrat Party across the state of Maryland. We will talk about that. Also, a sweep by the FBI, Maryland, Delaware, arrested over 100 fugitives.
Yeah, we were just touching on that.
Yes.
That's a huge story.
Yes.
I highlighted, of course, the fact that they basically, I said this twice now, ripped up the agreements with our local and state and ICE.
Yep.
But here's proof. If you actually work together with these federal agencies and our local and state law enforcement, you get results. And when you read, and I know you're going into deep detail on this, but the severity of these crimes and these thugs that they're getting off the streets, and they're right in our backyards, right in our communities.
Pedophiles, child rapists, I mean, you name it. I mean, it's just like, wow, I cannot believe that they were just out there possibly living next door to anybody listening to the show. So we got all that and more coming up next. Thank you, Councilman.
Yep. Thank you, Kim. Tune in. Kim starts at around 9:06, and she'll be hosting until noon today, as she does every day on WCBM, every weekday, I should say. So thank you, Kim. So we are winding up. Thank you all for joining me today. Thank you for Michelle. I have one more little story I want to touch on here. I was with when Delegate Shalega was on, we were basically highlighting how when you have Democrats in a supermajority, they can run right over the minority party, which they did obviously with redistricting, but they do it with the other policies. And when they fail those policies, which in many cases they do, they try to point the finger and act as if it's Republicans or Donald Trump or somebody else to blame. But they are the reason with the increase. They're the ones who voted with no Republican support, obviously, the largest tax increase in the state's history just two sessions ago. But there are actually places, unlike Maryland, as a matter of fact, there are Republican-led states throughout the country that are actually moving to limit or roll back taxes, in this case, property taxes. As homeowners, we know here, facing housing costs has risen faster than inflation. And this is according to a Wall Street Journal report. Housing costs increased about 34% between 2016 and 2025. But North Carolina, Wyoming, Florida, and Oklahoma are putting property tax limits or rollbacks on the November ballot for voters to decide. How about that? Actually going to decide, not at the ballot whether they're going to screw you with redistricting or screw Republican or an independent representation, but whether you get a property tax cut. Amazing. Thank you all for tuning in. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Have a great weekend.
This is the right choice for Maryland.